The following is a sports presentation of Iowa Catholic Radio. All of the exciting action of Dowling Catholic High School football is brought to you by
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Kemen Industries,
Mercy Medical,
Two Rivers Glass,
Catholic Tuition Organization,
R&R Realty,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Northwest Bank,
Tumia and Sons,
Lichtige Family Dentistry,
Bozen the Florist,
Skeffington's,
Steve Giovanni at Raymond James.
And now with tonight's pregame show, here's the voice of Dowling Catholic High School football, Dowling Catholic Hall of Famer, Mark Amadeo.
And a very pleasant good evening and welcome to Council Bluffs, Iowa, as we get set for, yes, week 7 of the high school football season and week 3 of district play. It's Dowling on the road at Council Bluffs, Lincoln. And I'm Mark Amadeo, joined by Dave Marcule, John Chido alongside as we made the trip to Council Bluffs, gentlemen. We have an early kickoff tonight. That's where I run at 5 o'clock. So you folks that are tuning in for Catholic Answers, that program will be preempted as we're going to bring you high school football a little bit early, Dave Marcule. Welcome.
But we have all the answers right here, Mark.
Nice.
John does.
John Chido, you're going to be on the sideline for a while until we get whatever weather moves through. Maybe it'll stay dry.
I'm prepared, Mark. I have all my rain gear. I'm ready to go.
You know, he's got golf gear, Dave.
I know.
Golf rain gear.
He looks like he's going to play 18 holes tonight. Yeah.
Which brother should we give props to?
That'd be Jeff.
Jeff and Chido.
If he thinks he's getting his stuff back, he's thinking otherwise.
That's what you told him.
I said I'd give it back, but it's going to be a slow process.
Eventually. All right. Well, it's Dowling and Council Bluffs, Lincoln. We're going to invite our listeners. Yes, it's going to be an early kickoff. 5:30 will kick off. And, Dave, the final road trip for Dowling this year. The Maroons will close out the season at home at Valley Stadium against Centennial next week and Ames the following week. And then if everything works out, they'll host the playoffs. But the final road trip, and here we are in Council Bluffs under a stadium that, seven, 8 years ago we came here, looks much different. This is a beautiful, beautiful complex they've put in.
Well, I was talking to a couple people earlier, and it's a $17.3 million facility, not just the football field, but the surrounding areas also. And this is their third year for the football field, and it is just gorgeous up here.
Yeah, it certainly is. A field turf. They have dual press boxes, so we'll be at the Dowling coaches on the east side of the stadium. On the visitor side, as the west side now has the home press box, so we'll be with the Dowling coaches tonight. 8-meter track. They host district track here and tremendous locker room. We had a chance to be in it for a while until they opened up the stadium. So this is a great venue. And, John, you're going to be on the sideline. Last time we came here, a guy named Brian Morris was on the sideline. I think he was getting mud in his feet. That won't be a problem tonight.
Not with the pro turf, Mark. No, this is absolutely beautiful. The turf, they share it with two teams, share this complex.
Council Bluffs Lincoln and Jefferson.
Jefferson, okay. Yep.
Lewis Central, who you guys made the trip, I think it was a year or two ago, they play down a couple exits down the interstate here, off I-80, and they play down there. That's where Iowa Western plays. But, just two high schools share this complex, baseball, softball, and I don't know if they have soccer. I guess they have soccer here, but what a facility.
Oh, this is absolutely gorgeous. You can't ask for better facilities than this here, especially for high school sports. I mean, they're blessed to have this. This is great.
Well, we're here at Council Bluffs. The Lynx, as they're known, Dave, they get the red, white, blue uniforms, the blue uniforms tonight with red numbers, red pants. It is their senior night. They have 12 seniors that will be recognized along with some of the cheerleaders and the band members. But this is their senior night as I think they go on the road. I know Council Bluffs Lincoln plays at Sioux City West next week. So they'll be having their halftime and pregame festivities with their seniors.
You know, I was looking through this roster you sent us, Mark, and noticed up at the top of it, 27 kids on this roster are freshmen and sophomores, and 20 are junior and seniors. So they have more freshmen and sophomores on this team than juniors and seniors.
Well, head coach is John Wolf. This is his fourth year, but he played for Coach Williams 1 year, and Coach Demon, who replaced Coach Williams at Simpson College, his second year. So the coaches know each other. Matter of fact, they were speaking before the game because Coach Williams did make the trip for Dowling. But, he coached Coach Wolf at Simpson. So.
Thank goodness he can't play tonight.
I think Coach Williams said the same thing. But, John Chido, as we talk more about this game, you know, matchup-wise, Dowling probably will have the running clock. We all know that. The thing is, the Maroons got to come through a road trip healthy, and when you're done, as healthy as they are now, there's several players that won't be playing tonight, and getting the W because they end the season with Centennial and Ames, who, by the way, are doing battle tonight later on. I think their game is going to start around 6 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken, up in Ankeny. But Ankeny, Centennial, and Ames, two of those three teams are going to be in the playoffs. One of those teams is going to be out, either Dowling, Centennial, or Ames. So a very important matchup and a very important game for Dowling to go 3-0 in district play.
Well, you're absolutely right, Mark. And what they want to get out of this game is get good quality reps from their first-teamers and then quality reps from their second- and third-teamers and get out of here healthy for the next stepping stone to the road of the playoffs. And that starts tonight, again, week three. And then following this week, you'll have Centennial and then follow up with Ames. So we're kind of getting to the end of the district play and, you know, seeing what the pitcher's going to be taking for the playoffs here in the next couple weeks.
That's what it's all going to kind of play out. And, Dave, you know, getting a lot of kids in, that's great. But also getting the starters or reps, because you don't want to come into a playoff game. All of a sudden, you're playing four quarters, which you probably should be doing anyway, and all of a sudden your kids are only used to playing two and a half.
Yeah, and that's the hard part about games like this. And Dowling has always fought this over the years, especially the last 4 or 5 years, where you're right, Mark, you got to get those starters some reps. They have to play more than a half. You just can't do that. And that's why it's so important, as John said, to get good reps in. And you don't care about what lines up across from you. You just want to do the best you can and make sure when you leave this field tonight that you've improved as an individual and as a team in spite of who you're playing. So that's what is important, and to avoid injuries.
Injury update, Jack Keel will play tonight. Actually, he'll start at Will linebacker. He will only play defense only. He's coming off a hamstring injury and sat out a few games. Connor Kriegshauser is out for the Maroons. He's injured, so he will not back up John Wagner at linebacker. Kristen Firestein will be backing up John Wagner tonight. On the offensive end, Alex Curtin, right guard, will not play. He's here but did not dress. Adam Kroll and Adam Topping today will share that right guard spot for the Maroons, as they did last week over at Lincoln.
You know, Adam Topping, the times I watched him, really did a nice job. So it'll be good reps for him tonight.
It certainly will. Again, we're here in the Council Bluffs, an early kickoff, folks. That's why we're interrupting Catholic Ants tonight. 5:30, Dowling and Council Bluffs Lincoln will kick off due to the weather, and the bad weather expected to move in around 8, 9 o'clock over here in the Omaha area. So we are starting kickoff at 5:30, both teams on the field, Dowling and Council Bluffs Lincoln. Mark Imbedale, John Scheidel with the broadcast. Dave Marcouli and I will be up in the press box. Right now it is not raining. It's overcast, and the threat of rain is apparent, but the temperature dropped, Dave. We got out of the car, 57 degrees here in Council Bluffs. We left Des Moines, it was 72.
Well, and I watched the noon weather before we left, and it was supposed to be 75 right now here. And
I think they
made a mistake.
I think we're warming up our sideline guy, because John Scheidel will be down there in the elements, and you are dressed to the nines for this, buddy.
No, you can't. You have to dress this way for the elements. Believe me, I learned that a couple of years. As I get older, you learn to dress for the elements.
That's right. Hey, congratulations to the 8th grade football team, because that's what John's part of the coach staff. You guys got the win over Des Moines East. Yesterday, the Dowling freshmen and sophomores were victorious over Johnson as they played Johnson in a non-district game, and it was the Dowling sophomores and freshmen. Same score, 35-14. Both were winners yesterday. In the Johnson game, out with the Dowling sophomores are playing at Johnson. The Dowling freshmen were at Dowling, but out of Johnson, you could barely see across the field. I sent you a picture of that, Dave, but you could barely see the press box over there, Johnson. It was so foggy last night.
Yeah, that was an interesting video or a picture. I showed that to my wife, and it was, you're right, it was just hard to see, you know, the players, let alone the football, wherever it was.
Well, that is not the case here in Council Bluffs right now, but who knows when sun sets and how that'll all go. Well, coming up, head coach Tom Wilson. I had a conversation with Coach about tonight's opponent and what's going on with Dowling this past week. The Maroons coming off a victory over Des Moines Lincoln, and I'll catch up with Coach Wilson following this timeout from Council Bluffs. It's Dowling and Council Bluffs Lincoln. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcouli, and John Scheidel kickoff at 5:30. But coming up, head coach Tom Wilson is my guest here on the pregame show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up.
Mark your level up.
Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School Football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadale now visiting with head coach Tom Wilson is Dowling on the road at Council Bluffs Lincoln. And, coach, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win last week, the 2-0 district play, and the final road game of the regular season tonight here at Council Bluffs. Best of luck.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, coach, coming off the win last week over Lincoln, a game that, it's hard to believe. You look statistically, both teams scored just about the same amount of rushing and passing yards, just in opposite directions. But it was a game in which Lincoln really showed some poise. They came out and struck first. A 99-yard drive, I think, got everybody's attention. And maybe the Maroons woke up on their trip over the south side of Des Moines, because after that, the offense really kicked in.
Well, we did. You know, I said in the postgame, McElvain is a good player. He does a lot of things to create and ad-lib, and it was good for us. And I thought we pinned him down there, and I thought, okay, we're going to have a field position game now, and they turned that quickly. So, but I think it was like two plays later we scored. So, we had to respond, and I thought we did some awfully good things, but yet, we're always going to find things to work on. But I thought that whole situation for us was good for us and made us chase him around all night. And it could be that get that way at some point, and hopefully it's a good learning experience for us.
But we probably say that might be the best quarterback you face during the regular season, because Will McElvain is an outstanding quarterback, as you mentioned, but also Vaughn Fleming, an outstanding receiver. I know he was shaken up in the Centennial game, so he was either, probably wasn't 100%, but he sure didn't look like it last Friday.
Well, you're right. To be honest, it seems like those guys have been in high school for 8 years. I think they played as freshmen, and we've been chasing them around a little bit. Fleming, as you mentioned, is a good athlete. They have some good skill people, and I do think they're an improved team from what they were a year ago. So, the Summies are getting things going in the right direction there. But unfortunately, we still had too much, and as I mentioned, they were a challenge for us. But I liked how things turned out.
Well, a young man back there returning punts, we knew he had the breakaway speed, but Marcus Miller, tremendous punt returns. I think he had one for 35 yards and one for 50 during the game. And kind of reminded me of Michael Zachary back there at times, because Marcus did a good job. And I like how he plays shortstop. And he'll take the ball on a hop and just take it. And he really showed his athleticism.
Yeah, he does. Michael is as good as one we've ever had. But honestly, the second one that Marcus took, I don't know how it happened, because there was about four guys that looked like they all had a shot at him, and he ends up splitting them, and then he was off to the races. So he does a great job. I've got an awful lot of faith in him back there, and he does a great job for us to gain his field position. Obviously, he has three punt returns on the year for touchdowns, which is great, but he saves us a lot of yards otherwise as well.
And coach, offensively, put up a lot of numbers. Jason Murray had an outstanding ground game, but that didn't come by accident. Up front, I know you didn't have one of your starters, Curtin, at right guard, but it just seems like your offense didn't really miss a beat. And, you know, you got to be proud of that. And Jason's just really showing how durable he is this year.
He's been tremendous, and we've talked about it quite a bit, but he's been great. And, you know, we talk about some of those guys up front, as you mentioned, you know, Topping and Kroll took the place of Curtin, and we'll do the same thing tonight. But, you know, Mitch Goff, and I think everybody knows he's a pretty darn good player, but he's played at a really, really high level recently, and that helps us a ton. He's kind of the lone wolf when it comes to being the senior, and he has really upped his game, and I'm really proud of him and what he's doing. And, you know, the Alger and Nank have continued to make progress. I think Hagan has made as much progress as anyone.
This is with head coach Tom Wilson as Dowling taking on Council Bluffs Lincoln here in Council Bluffs tonight, coming off a win last week. Dowling defeated Des Moines Lincoln 62-21, and, you know, coach, you led at halftime 42-14 over the rails. But, you know, the second half, something we talked about, you got a lot of game experience with some people that normally wouldn't get varsity reps. They're more like getting JV reps. And that's certainly a positive. You got a lot of players in last Friday.
Yeah, we did. I don't think we quite completed the task of getting everybody, but we were pretty close. You know, one of the things that I wanted to do is, you know, with our junior quarterbacks and Waters, he's been out battling mono and he's back now, but I wanted Bray to go in and at least throw a couple of passes. And, you know, oftentimes as those kids get in there and those quarterbacks, you know, they're handing the ball off, and that doesn't help them develop any. And, you know, some people may take that the wrong way, and they think, well, why are they still throwing? Well, we're still throwing to develop a quarterback, and we didn't go downfield or anything like that. But I think that game experience and the real-life experience like that is pretty important.
Hey, Coach Tom Wilson has been my guest during the pregame show. It's Dowling and Council Bluffs Lincoln from Council Bluffs tonight. Take a break and come back and talk about tonight's matchup here on Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Mark Amadale, Dowling and Council Bluffs here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, just can't afford it. Get 65% of your donation as an Iowa income tax credit, and then deduct the whole amount when you itemize on your federal return. Adds up to huge savings. Some give stock, others grain, some on a credit card. Hey, we even accept checks. Pledge or donate online, ctoiowa.org.
And welcome back to the pregame show.
For the kids and their future.
We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Welcome back to the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadale continue my conversation with head coach Tom Wilson. It's Dowling and Council Bluffs Lincoln tonight. And, coach, you make the 2-hour bus ride over here to Council Bluffs and play at the Wickersham Athletic Complex. I know it's the Council Bluffs team you played last year, had the running clock, and probably more of the same tonight. But obviously with this type of game, you're going to probably have a lot of kids get in the ball game, but also want to get the reps into the varsity.
We do. It's a fine line. You know, we just want to come and play to our standard and play well. That's one of the things that I talked to our Unity Council with on Thursday, is that we have to up our game a little bit. It's kind of easy to just kind of get lackadaisical, and it's almost practicing to survive as opposed to strive to get better. And I think it's something that we have to get better at, and hopefully, you know, we take this game to where it's an opportunity for us to get better and to get reps and play to our standard. And then the result of that, you get other people in the ball game, and hopefully they'll do the same.
And that is the challenge, obviously, to get better and to make yourself better, not only every practice, but every game. And tonight we forget about the reason, and that is you can go 3-0 in district play. That is the biggest number. And also the 17-point spread, that is also a very important thing in district play, as you play district football in Class 4A. but coming out, because you got the last two games, Centennial and Ames are real good opponents, but you want to make sure that you come out 3-0.
There's no question, and play to the way we think we can play. And, you know, there's things that we see each and every week that we emphasize to our kids that we have to get better at, and, you know, we expect to see that improvement once we look at the film on Saturday morning. So, you know, hopefully we can do that. But bottom line is win a ball game, play to our standard, you know, come out of it healthy, and at some point in time, try to stay dry tonight.
Yeah, well, that weather will always be a problem. Whether the game starts early or has a delay, you got to be prepared for everything, especially on the road. And a night like this reminds me of Cedar Rapids Xavier several years ago, Coach. We get over there, we wait, and finally a decision's made about 9:30, no game. Well, that can't happen because this game has to be played, unlike that one, which was a non-district game.
Well, you're right. And, well, we waited a long time there in Cedar Rapids, and I planned on waiting it out as much as I could. But sooner or later, you just have to pull the plug on them. But you're right. This game has to be played. Doesn't get played. It's a Saturday or a Monday, and nobody wants to do that. And so hopefully we get this thing in and things work in our favor and we go from there.
Hey, Coach, just a recap from last week. I know I always ask you about something you see in film, a young man who doesn't get recognized by us on the radio, maybe the coaching staff, somebody that did the little things. Talk about who was that player or players against Des Moines Lincoln last week.
Yeah, I mentioned Goff, and Riggs has played great the entire year, but Malik McGregor playing for Jack Keough, getting significant time, and, you know, another person that doesn't get much notoriety is Hummel, and you know, he does an awful good job for Jason Murray and John Schmidt in blocking for them, and so he continues to do a good job, and that allows Jason to do what he does.
Well, Coach Wilson, best of luck tonight. Hope everything will stay dry and stay on time. And we'll talk to you at halftime and at the end of the game.
All right, thank you.
That was head coach Tom Wilson visiting with me here on the pregame show from Council Bluffs Lincoln. It's Dowling and Council Bluffs Lincoln, week 7 of the high school football season. And, folks, an early start. We'll kick off at 5:30 tonight due to the weather that's moving in. So we'll kick off here in about 8 minutes. We'll continue with our pregame show. Mark Emmerdale, Dave Marcoulet, and John Chido, all from Council Bluffs here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com.
Dowling Catholic Sports is brought to you in part by St. Gregory Retreat Centers. Substance abuse can be a powerful addiction that often goes untreated. St. Gregory Retreat Centers is capable of treating even the worst cases of substance abuse. Their recovery program teaches traditional Catholic virtues and provides access to daily mass and reconciliation. If you or anyone you know is dealing with substance abuse, give St. Gregory a call at 888-778-5833 or visit them online at stgregorycTR.com.
Friday nights never sounded better. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School Football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And our national anthem being performed here at Wickersham Sports Complex here in Council Bluffs. Mark Amadeo, Dave Marcule, John Chido, as we get set for high school football week 7. It's Dowling at Council Bluffs Lincoln. The Roos come in undefeated and ranked number 1 at 6-0. They've won 16 in a row dating back to last year when the Maroons lost in week 3 to West Des Moines Valley. And they have since won 16 in a row since that game. Council Bluffs Lincoln comes in with a record of 1-5. And Dave Marcule, you throw all that out because it's a very important district game. Maroons can have a chance to go to 3-0 before they finish out the regular season with Ankeny Centennial and Ames. So a very big road trip for the Maroons.
Well, absolutely. Every game is important from here on out. Mark, you got to win them.
And, of course, the pregame festivities going on here in Council Bluffs. It is senior night. They'll have 12 seniors that will be recognized throughout the game tonight for head coach John Wolf. But Coach Tom Wilson has brought his team over here, a long road trip, and they actually got a chance to stretch out just outside Neola, we caught them, Dave.
Yeah, the sound system works up here, Mark.
Yes, it does. Everything is brand new. Let's see if ours is working. I know John Chido is down on the Dowling sideline and visiting with Dale Lark getting an update. So can we put him on? Are you there? I mean, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Mr. Lark giving you some updates or what?
We're just talking about these facilities.
Isn't this amazing? Yeah. And, John, talk about, you know, obviously field turf. It's not raining down there, but the temperature's about 15, 20 degrees cooler than it was in Des Moines.
Well, you couldn't ask for better conditions as of now. I mean, there's absolutely zero wind. You're playing on field turf in a great backdrop. I think, one of the things hurting the crowd here a little bit since it's early start, but we're starting to see people kind of stagger in here.
Yeah, you're right. The early start may help some people back. And let's take a look at some of the games going on in the Central Iowa Metro League. Dave, I lost track of who was starting early and who wasn't, but the big game, or we'll talk about some of the ranked teams, third-ranked Valley hosting Indianola in their district tonight. That game has now been pushed back to 7 o'clock, as far as we know here in Council Bluffs. The other game is Johnston hosting Sioux City North. Johnston ranked number 6, and that game has been pushed back to 6 o'clock. The other 6 o'clock game has Waukee, ranked number 7, on the road at Des Moines East, that game at Williams Stadium. And the other game has Southeast Polk, probably the best matchup as far as ranked teams in district in 4A district play. Number 10, Newton, on the road at Southeast Polk, who just dropped out of the top 10 in their double overtime loss last Friday. So that's a great matchup. Right now, that game is still scheduled for 7:30 at Southeast Polk High School.
Yeah, you're right. That's the game of the night. We'll see how Southeast Polk recovers after that. That double overtime loss is a tough one to recover from. And we'll see how they do.
And a game that we're going to have interest in, and that is the Ames is traveling to Ankeny, taking on Ankeny Centennial. Centennial just outside the top 10. And that game is scheduled to start at 6 o'clock, so it'll be about a half hour behind us. Another game. Ankeny High School on the road, they follow Dowling. They're just down about 2 exits down I-80. They're taking on Lewis Central at Council Bluffs, who comes in as a receiving vote team this week. So that game, as we know, I think is going to be at 6 o'clock down there. Other games in the district, their Class 4A district football, Urbandale is hosting Council Bluffs Jefferson, Sioux City West on the road at Des Moines Lincoln. That game was scheduled for last night. It'll be played tonight at Hutchins Stadium. Des Moines Hoover is at Des Moines North. And Sioux City East hosting Roosevelt. So Roosevelt took the turn on 680 and went north. We went south, and they're up at Sioux City tonight up at Olson Stadium. Cedar Rapids, Washington hosting Mason City, and Ottumwa hosting Burlington, and Fort Dodge hosting Marshalltown. Again, some of these times may have been adjusted. They were all supposed to start either at 7 or 7:30, but due to the weather that is forecast to come in after 8, 9, maybe 10 o'clock tonight, these games have been pushed back. So Dave will tell us what kind of effect that has.
You know, Mark, I think it might catch a lot of people off guard, the start time, because to be honest with you, I didn't hear about the start time all day in the news. I heard it from you, obviously, but
yeah.
I just have not heard people talking about it.
Yeah. Let's take a look at the Class 4A top 10 teams this week off the Associated Press poll, and then we will get to our pregame prayer with Father Zach Koski and our message from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School. But the number one ranked team in Class 4A is Dowling Catholic. Iowa City West is at number 2, followed by Valley, Bettendorf, Cedar Falls running out the top 5. Johnston comes in at number 6. Waukee follows them. Pleasant Valley, Cedar Rapids Prairie, and Newton round out the top 10 in Class 4A in the rankings. Other teams receiving votes include Southeast Polk and Ankeny Centennial. along with Council Bluffs Lewis Central, who is in the district. So that's a look at some of the games, some of the setup for tonight. Dowling and Lewis, Dowling and Council Bluffs Lincoln. Council Bluffs Lincoln, their seniors are being introduced before the game, Dave, so we have a little bit of extended time here. But they're being introduced. There's 12 of them out there. Dowling, Ankeny Centennial Mains, all at 2-0 in District 2. And that's very important because only two of those teams are going to make the playoffs. Des Moines Lincoln, Sioux City West, and Council Bluffs Lincoln are all 0-2 in district play. And District 1 is a notice because the District 2 top two will play the District 1 top two. And that includes Waukee and Johnson, both at number one in District 1, and they're both 2-0. So the Maroons in the first round of the playoffs, if they're successful, they would probably more than likely see Waukee or Johnson. Des Moines East, Sioux City East are both 1-1 with Roosevelt and Sioux City North at 0-2.
Yeah, and if things play out like we foresee them to, we'd probably be playing Johnson, would be my guess.
Well, Dowling would probably play the loser of Johnson-Waukee.
Right.
And I think they meet either next week or the week after, so we shall see. All right, before we get kickoff here in Council Bluffs, let's get a word from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School, along with Father Zach Kopsky, the chaplain at Dowling Catholic High School, Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoue, and John Chido here in Council Bluffs at Wickersham Athletic Complex. Dowling and Council Bluffs Lincoln, the kickoff coming up right here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Ryan, president of Dowling Catholic High School. Welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School football. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting football, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
God our Father, we thank you for the many gifts and talents you have given to our young people. We thank you especially for the ability to participate in athletic competition today. Help us to put forth our best effort to represent our school with class, to respect our opponents, and to grow as disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ, in the charisms of faith, truth, and wisdom. Keep us safe from injury and harm through the intercession of Our Lady. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. St. Sebastian, patron of athletes, pray for us.
The following is a sports presentation of Iowa Catholic Radio. All of the exciting action of Dowling Catholic High School football is brought to you by
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Kemen Industries,
Mercy Medical,
Two Rivers Glass,
Catholic Tuition Organization,
R&R Realty,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Northwest Bank,
Tumia and Sons,
Lick-Tig Family Dentistry,
Bose and the Florist,
Skeffington's,
Steve Giovanni at Raymond James.
Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and on your smartphone with the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Now, here they are, bringing you every play of every game, every Friday night. Dave Marcoulier, John Chido, and the voice of Dowling Catholic football, Mark Amadeo.
All right, welcome back to Wickersham Sports Complex here in Council Bluffs. Mark Amadeo along with Dave Marcoulier and John Chido. We're set to kick off Dowling and Council Bluffs Lincoln. The Lynx with a record of 1-5 on the season. They're 0-2 in district play. The Maroons are 2-0 in district 2 play and 6-0 on the season. Council Bluffs Lincoln won the toss, and they have elected to receive, and they will defend the end zone to our left, which is the south end zone. And we, as John Chido mentioned earlier, very little breeze. The rain has stopped here in Council Bluffs, field turf, and the Lynx in their home blue uniforms with red numbers and red pants and helmets, Dowling in their visiting white uniforms, maroon pants, and white helmets. And we're underway. Riley Schmidt, high end of a grand kick, and will bounce to the end zone touchback. So the Council Bluffs Lincoln football, Dave Marcoulier, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
Yeah, very nice kick by Smith. High, deep into the end zone. So Dowling defense takes the field. Let's see how they do right off the bat here, Mark.
All right, Dowling defense up front, Tom Deary, Tyler Holmes, Matt Max Bay, along with John Wagner and Brandon Wechter, Mitch Riggs, Jack Keogh, and John Schmidt, the linebackers, and the free safety is Jack Bertram. First down, Lynx from their own 20-yard line. And their quarterback is Sean Lorenzen. And on first down, the carry by Lorenzen. And no gain on the play. Right up the gut he goes, and nowhere to go, Dave.
Well, Tom Deary
was unblocked on that play, Mark. He got in the backfield instantly and got his hands on a ball carrier for no gain at all.
All right, it'll be second down and 10 in the backfield for Council Bluffs Lincoln. We'll see Lanny Herzog, number 26. We will also see in the backfield Nate Klegel, number 2, right receiver, and Jasper Stottlemyre, number 34. And the handoff goes to the tailback, and he's hit and dropped the line of scrimmage again, Dave, as this time wasn't the quarterback. I think it was Stottlemyre with the carry.
Yeah, very nice play by Jack Keel on that, reading it well, coming up, shooting the gap, and making the tackle.
Gain of 1, so it's 3rd and long for Council Bluffs Lincoln. 3rd and long from their own 21-yard line, just underway. Council Bluffs Lincoln going left to right in front of us as we're right with the Dowling fans on the east side of the stadium. And the Lynx now will break the huddle. We'll send 2 receivers right, 1 to the left. And the quarterback is Sean Lorenzen. One back in the backfield, sends a man in motion and worked the left side. Lorenzen follows his tailback, or actually his fullback, Jasper Stottlemyre, and gets maybe up to the 25-yard line. A gain of 4 to bring up 4th and 5 now for the Lynx.
And tackled by Mitchell Riggs on that play. Again, nice job by the Dowling defense, reading the offense. Mark, you used a word we haven't heard in a while. They broke the huddle.
Yes, they did. You don't see that too often. All right, the Lynx now will punt. Standing back at his own 10-yard line is the Lynx punter, and he gets it away. A nice high end-over-end kick, and the Maroons let it bounce to the 50-yard line, takes a Dowling bounce to the 49, and that's where the Maroons will have it. First and 10 from their own 49-yard line. So the Dowling defense, John Chido, goes, holds the Lynx to 3 and out, and the Dowling offense on the field. John Chido on the Dowling sideline.
And we're seeing from the Lynx they have a little wing T in a little I formation with 2 splits and 1 split and 3 plays, 3 running plays, 3 and out, and Dowling's ready to roll on offense.
All right, 10 minutes, 12 seconds remaining. Thank you, John, for that report. Stay remaining dry down there. That's the main thing. First and 10 runs from midfield is where the punt went out of bounds. Here's a snap. Quarterback is Clark, and he fires the ball out, caught near side, and with the reception for the Runes is Capola. That's Anthony Capola, number 82, on the pass from quarterback Blake Clark. And, Dave, just a simple pass left side.
Yeah, they're giving them a lot of cushion so that Dowling could complete that all night. Anthony Capola had a great game last week.
And Maroons instantly to the line of scrimmage. And they try a quick pass. It's incomplete, knocked down right at the 39 of Council Bluffs Lincoln.
That was going to be a little quick pass to John Wagner right over the middle, and the linebacker cut in front of John Wagner, and he should have had a pick there.
Maroons going quickly once they the ball is spotted. Here's the snap. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. Now penalty flags down, and we might have procedure. We do against Dowling, apparently. One of the receivers, they're saying the slot receiver may have went a little early there, Dave.
Yeah, Dowling trying to hurry things up on third down there, second down.
So the 5-yard penalty will move the Runes back to the Council Bluffs Lincoln 44-yard line. And it'll bring up 2nd and 15 Maroons. Come to the line of scrimmage, no huddle, break the line. Back to throw is Clark. Fires out, caught by Angola, breaks the tackle to 35, down the far sideline. He might go inside the 10-5. Nobody can get a touchdown. Sam Angola from 44 yards out. And Dave, he actually caught the ball a little square up the left side of the formation down the near sideline here and beat his man, actually put a nice step on him and went down the near sideline for the touchdown.
Well, the cornerback, again, they're giving him cushion, and he came up to try and make the tackle, and then goalie just used a stiff arm and completely flattened the kid and took off untouched into the end zone, 40-some yards, Mark.
44-yard reception. And now Riley Schmidt in for the extra point. Blake Clark will hold. Ball is down, the kick is up, and it is good. So it is 7-0 Dowling over Council Bluffs Lincoln. We'll take a timeout, and Dowling leading on the road here. 7-0 over Council Bluffs Lincoln here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Bozen the Florist, for your support of Dowling Catholic Football's Red Zone. Bozen has been a proud supporter of Dowling Catholic before they moved in 1972 to West Des Moines. Bozen has a long history of providing professional floral design and personalized service to our customers. Fresh flowers 24/7 with same-day delivery anywhere in the world. Red roses can create a Bozen Red Zone. At Bozen, we're your florist. We deliver happiness anywhere. Today! Bozen.com, 515-244-ROSE.
Thank you, Lichtig Family Dentistry, for your support of Dowling Catholic Football Broadcast. Dr. Dave Lichtig brings 31 years of clinical experience and provides all phases of oral care for the entire family, young to old. His new offices feature state-of-the-art equipment with a small-town feel. Dr. Dave and his friendly, experienced staff care for you like your family. Located down the hill from Wellman's Pub and the Funny Bone in the village of Ponderosa, 580 Market Street, Suite 102, West Des Moines, 515-493-0500. Online at drdavedds.com.
And we're back here in Council Bluffs at Wickers Ham Sports Complex. Mark Imidale, Dave Marcouli, Dowling leading 7-0. The Maroons going downfield. Three plays, 50 yards, capped off by Sam Angoli's 44-yard touchdown reception from quarterback Blake Clark. Dowling leading 7-0. Now the kickoff going out of bounds, or into the end zone, touchback by Riley Schmidt. First down now for the Lynx, and Dave, they put the ball on the ground, and the tailback, or the fullback, rather, Stottlemyre, gets into the line, and no gain on the play.
Yeah, this offensive line for Council Bluffs just cannot handle the defensive front for Dowling Catholic. Tom Deary, again, shooting the gap and just bear-hugging the ball carrier for no gain at all.
And we'll go down to John Chido after this play, out of the I formation. Quarterback works the snap, works the opposite left side. He pitches it to his tailback, and that time Lorenzen couldn't get around the corner, and he's hit and drop as he pitched it to Herzog, and he just got outside the numbers, and they strung that out. Loss of one on the play to bring up 3rd and 11. John Chido, you're on the Dowling sideline.
Yeah, Coach is exactly right. I mean, up front, the defensive line is getting great penetration, and they try to go offside there for the first time, and you had Drake Ruprecht and John Smith covering their gaps for another no gain by the Dowling defense.
All right, that'll bring up 3rd and 11 for the Lynx. And back to throw is a quarterback and hit and drop in the backfield is Lorenzen. Had nowhere to go and nowhere to throw to, Dave.
Well, that was Mitchell Riggs. He came up and filled the A-gap, and he was just standing there, and no one blocked the mark. He was in the backfield before the quarterback could even hand the ball off to the guy. And Mitchell Riggs just completely blew the play up.
Well, a loss of one in the previous play, a loss of 5 there is a quarterback, Lorenzen, was sacked, and now will bring up 4th down, and the punt is away as the Council Bluffs Lincoln punter gets away. It's fielded by Marcus Miller at the 37-yard line. He takes it all the way down to the 30 of Council Bluffs Lincoln. The Maroons will be in great shape, Dave, offensively. 1st down from the Council Bluffs Lincoln's 30-yard line on, actually 31-yard line, on the punt returned by Marcus Miller.
Boy, Connor Ellis made the tackle for Council Bluffs. If he did not make that tackle, Dowling had a beautiful wall set up to the bench side. I guarantee you that would have been 7 points. 6, actually, Mark.
All right, 1st down for the Maroons at the Lynx 31-yard line. 8:08 remaining first quarter. Dowling leading 7-0. We'll swing pass near side, caught by Coppola, and he scampers down the near sideline and finally hit and dropped inside the 25. Not a bad game as he got the ball and got some yards after the catch, spotting down near the 21-yard line for Coppola on the reception.
Well, two things. One, very nice downfield blocking by the receivers and the tight end who got out there. And number two, a very nice run by Anthony Coppola after the catch.
And it is a 1st down, so it's at the 21-yard line. 10-yard reception for the senior Anthony Coppola. Now the read option again for Jason Murray. His first tackle, first carry.
Oh,
he
breaks
the tackle. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown. Right up the gut he went, right behind the center that time, Greg Hagan. And somebody got him by one leg, and Jason Murray broke that tackle and went in for 21 yards out, Dave.
You know, I was just going to say, we haven't seen Jason Murray yet. Once he touches the ball, watch out. But as you just called, Mark, they had an ankle, but you aren't going to tackle that young man with an ankle.
He ran into the wall over the center, and then he just busted out.
And no one touched him.
All right, the Bruins now will work their two-point conversion set, and let's see, the quarterback this time will be...
They have a quarterback and one line.
One line. They have three. They have a bunch to the right and a bunch to the left. They're going to give it right up the gut to Jackson Bertram, and he goes in for the two-point conversion.
And did you see who the lead blocker was?
Well, it was Wagner.
John Wagner.
But I'm trying to look to see who the quarterback was for this particular play, and nonetheless, the Bruins score the two-point conversion. Dowling leading 15-0, 7:50 remaining first quarter. We'll get caught up when we get back here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Steve DeVinny is proud to serve the Des Moines area at DeVinny Wealth Solutions of Raymond James, where clear and frequent communication allows him to offer sound advice and appropriate investments to help you attain your financial goals. Steve DeVinny has been serving your community for 23 years. 515-221-2385 or online at raymondjames.com/DeVinny Wealth Solutions. Raymond James & Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC, life well planned.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Council Bluffs here at Wickersham Athletic Sports Complex. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulet, Dowling leading 15-0 on the touchdown run by Jason Murray from 21 yards out. Maroons go for two, and Jack Bertram carries it in after the handoff from Blake Clark, and the Maroons up 15-0. Kickoff goes into the end zone, and first down now for the Lynx.
Well, they just ran it, Mark, and again, no one blocked Tyler Holmes. He shot in the gap, and he made the tackle. They did gain a yard that time.
They're going to call it two. It's up to the 22, so it's 2nd and 8 for the Lynx on their own 22-yard line, Dowling leading 15-0. Now the quarterback keeps it, and that is Sean Lorenzen, and keeps around right in. The junior gets up to about the 26-yard line, and it'll bring up a 3rd down for the Lynx. 3rd and 4 from their own 26-yard line.
That time, a couple of defensive linemen actually ran by him a little bit, Mark, because he faked a quick pass, and then he handed it to the running back, and then he picked up a few yards, brings up 3rd and about 4.
They do break the huddle. And the one back in the backfield is their tailback, and that's Lanny Herzog. They run the wing T formation. Here's a man in motion, the quarterback, gives it to the fullback, and that's Herzog with it, and he's stuffed right at the 27, may have carried a tackler to the 28. Stop the clock here, and I hope they're going to measure it or not.
I believe that was that big Jasper Stottlemyre, Mark. We have not talked about him. He's a running back for Council Bluffs. He's 5'11", 245 pounds last week against Ankeny Centennial. He picked up 130 yards. So this kid is a fine running back, very big running back.
At 4th down and 1, and the Lynx will go for it.
Oh, my.
Yes, they are. Oh, deep in their own territory from their own 29-yard line. Quarterback is Sean Lorenzen under center. One back in the backfield, and now a timeout called by head coach John Wolf. And the Lynx want to talk it over. We'll keep it here with 6:08 remaining first quarter. Dowling leading 15-0. Early start here in Council Bluffs. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That is where John Chido is at. John?
Yeah, Mark and Dave. Council Bluffs has yet to throw a pass in the air. It's either a run, give the fullback. In that last play there, they tried to run the option, but Dowling penetrated so much in between the 8 gaps that the quarterback had no chance, and he had to give it to the fullback. Gives it 4th and 1. They try to draw Dowling offside, call the timeout, and it looks like they're going to punt.
Yeah, the punting unit is on. Thanks for that report, John. As Marcus Miller back deep for Dowling, he'll stand back at his own 45-yard line. Good snap, and the punter gets it away, and that is Cole Chenost. And it's going to go over the head of Marcus Miller. He'll pick it up at the 10-yard line. Now look for some room. Return is right, down across the 20, 25, gets a block, 30. 35-40. He's got one man to meet. That's the punter, Chenost, and he's finally brought down as the pile, or as Chenost held him up, Dave, but Chenost held up the group, and somebody else was able to hit and level Marcus Miller, but not before he returned it all the way to the Lynx 43-yard line.
Well, as you called, Marcus ended up chasing the ball because it went over his head, and he picked it up, and really nice return, nice blocking by the Dowling punt return.
And it'll be 1st and 10 Maroons from the Council Bluffs 43-yard line. Dave, field position for the Maroons tonight. Council Bluffs 50, Council Bluffs 31, and now the 43 in their first possession, or the 3rd possession of the night. And now we've got penalty flag down and procedure against the Maroons. Just set the Dowling offense. Now, we haven't had a chance to do that. By the way, they've been in the Bozeman red zone twice, but they went through it. They started outside the red zone with both touchdowns. Charlie Nank at left tackle, Mitch Goff at left guard, Greg Higgins at center for Dowling, Adam Cole at right guard, and Jesse Algier at right tackle. The quarterback is Blake Clark, senior, 6'3", 180. In the backfield, Jason Murray. We haven't seen John Smith until now, and I think Murray's back in now, excuse me. And the handoff is to Jason Murray as the Maroons are backed up to the 48-yard line, and Murray takes it around left side, cuts it up right at the left hash, and puts his head down and gets down to the 44 of Council Bluffs Lincoln. The line, the drive started at 43, so you got four of those penalty yards back, Dave.
Again, nice vision by Jason Murray, finding the hole and then breaking it up and picking up whatever he could on that.
So Murray gains four, second down and 11 as the Maroons are penalized. Back to Phil Clark, looks left side. The pass is caught. Nice catch that time by Dowling Catholic. Running with it is Charlie Johnson, who's in the lineup, and he's near a first down. He's going to be dropped right inside the 35-yard line. After he makes the catch.
Real close to a first down. We're about a yard away, Mark. Nice pass, nice relaxed form by Blake Clark.
Johnson, a gain of 10. It's fourth or third and one, and here's a handoff to Murray. He's got the first down, down the near sideline. They finally spun out of bounds right about the 20-yard line, but he picked up the first down for the Maroons.
And blocking downfield, and as he always does, Mitch Goff, great job taking off from his guard position, getting downfield, and blocking.
And the Maroons are down to the 21-yard line. Murray, a gain of 13. It's first and 10 Maroons. Pistol formation for Blake Clark. And the give to the right side is Jason Murray. He's going to go in for the touchdown. Right up over center, Greg Hagan, the guard, Adam Cole, and Mitch Goff. Touchdown, Jason Murray. And Dave, he was not touched. The safeties were worried about the receivers.
Oh, wait till the coaches see. I'm sure they saw that. Jesse Algier blocking on that play. He just pancaked his... And it was a joy to watch. It was quite a block.
Jason Murray from
untouched.
So he gets outside the Bozeman red zone. We'll call it in the red zone. 21-yard run for Murray. That's his second touchdown of the night. Riley Smith with the extra point. And it is good. And the Maroons now open up a 22-0 lead with 5:35 remaining. First quarter from Council Bluffs. Dowling Catholic, ranked number 1 and 4A, leading Council Bluffs Lincoln 22-0. Back in 1 minute. On Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, back here at Wickersham Athletic Complex, first and 10, Council Bluffs Lincoln from their own 20-yard line as Riley Smith's kickoff went into the end zone, touchback, and on first down, the Lynx have it. They run the option to the left, and the quarterback options, that's Sean Lorenzen, runs the option to the left, and the pitchback was to Lanny Herzog, and he's hit, dropped behind the line of scrimmage here, Dave, so it'll be up second and long for the Lynx, back to the 19.
Well, that was Nick Bordenero who made the initial contact, and then Drake Ruprecht also came in and assisted him on the tackle for about a yard loss, Mark.
Dowling leading 22-0 here as we're under 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter, and I'll hand off to that fullback you were talking about, Jasper Stottlemyre, and he carries tacklers up to the 20, maybe the 21-yard line, so he gets a couple yards out of the play. It'll bring up third and nine for the Lynx.
Again, Jack Keel does such a great job of reading the running back where he's going and shooting the gap. So Jack Keel on that tackle.
All right, John Chidle's on the Dowling sideline. And, John, what a drive for the Bruins in their last possession. They go four plays, 43 yards.
Yeah, what do we have here, Mark? With 10, 11 plays, three touchdowns, and Dowling's going quick on the ball, short pass routes to the outside, and then able to open the inside and pretty much doing anything he wants off the line the way they're blocking.
And that's Lorenzen now, as you were talking, John. He, the quarterback for Lynx, goes back to pass, rolls to his left. He's sacked in the backfield, Dave Marcoulier.
And Max Pay comes in untouched and sacked him. Mark, what is that? About
the 14-yard line.
About a 7-yard loss on that. Great job by Max Pay on that play.
So bring up fourth down for the Lynx, and Cole Shinost, their starting linebacker, is also their punter, gets the punt away, and it's a high kick that goes out of bounds, angling towards the far sideline, right in front of the Lynx bench, and will go out of bounds right about the 48-yard line, and that's where the Bruins will have it. First and 10 from around midfield. With 3:47 remaining here in the first quarter, Dowling leading Council Bluffs Lincoln 22-0. Early start here in Council Bluffs due to the impending weather that was scheduled to come. Right now we've had a few sprinkles down there, or out here, and John Chowder, you're on the Dowling sideline.
Yeah, it's starting to drizzle here a little bit, but it stopped again, and the conditions are great. Hopefully keep this rain away. And I'm going to see what Dowling has here this next drive, see if they do anything a little bit different or try some new things here.
All right, the Maroons will have a first down. Thank you, John, for that report. At midfield is where they spot the ball out of bounds. And the Maroons with Clark on first down, and they give it right up the middle. Dave Marcoulier.
Well, that time he faked the Jets sweep to Connor Jackman, who came across the field. And Blake kept the ball and ran it right up the middle.
So it was a quarterback keeper for Clark. Dowling now with a second and three from the 43 of Council Bluffs. Lincoln Clark gained a 7. Now they give it to Schmidt, who's back in the lineup for the first time tonight. We see that the other Dowling tailback, and that's John Schmidt, the 5'10", 195-pound senior.
John right up the middle on a nice pickup. Picked up the first down, Mark, first and 10. Unbelievable field position once again for Dowling Catholic.
And Schmidt with a 7-yard carry, second and 3. Toss play right side. Schmidt gets outside the numbers, down the far sideline. Breaks a tackle inside the 25, and he's got the first down as he's inside the 25 of Council Bluffs Lincoln.
And that's that little toss play that Dowling Catholic does out of the shotgun formation, and another first down for Dowling. It comes pretty easy.
And it's getting quicker. 13-yard run for Schmidt. First down runs, you mentioned, Dave, for the 23 read option. They give it to Schmidt right up the gut, and he drags tacklers down to the 20-yard line before he stopped there. Pick up a 3. It'll bring up 2nd and 7 for the Maroons as they are now in the Bozeman red zone.
And they're really going in the hurry up, double hurry up off time offense, Mark.
All right, here's Clark out of the shotgun. Back to throw. Looks left, throws in the end zone. He's got Angoli open. It's caught and touchdown. Sam Angoli, as a defender, came and tried to take the ball out of his hand. Sam with the catch and touchdown from 20 yards out. He ran a little corner route on the left side of the formation. Touchdown right in front of us.
Boy, and I tell you what, Sam has come so far, not only this year, but over the last couple of years. He has really turned into an outstanding receiver. And, Mark, you can't say enough about Blake Clark, the job he's doing. He's just so relaxed. He put that ball right where it had to be.
Riley Schmidt in for the extra point. Clark will hold the extra point up, and it is good. So Dowling extends its lead to 29-0 over Council Bluffs Lincoln. We've got a timeout on the field. We'll take one ourselves. With 2:34 remaining in the first quarter, Dowling 29, Council Bluffs Lincoln nothing, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemen, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing
place,
more
John,
than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY and K233BT Des Moines and KIHS Adel. It's 6 o'clock.
And welcome back to the Wickersham Sports Complex here in Council Bluffs. Dowling Catholic leading Council Bluffs Lincoln 29-0 with 2:34 remaining here in the first quarter. Mark Amadel, Dave Marcoulet, and John Scheidel. Riley Schmidt with the kickoff for the Maroons. He once again boots another kickoff in the end zone touchback. So the Lynx with it, a first down from their own 20-yard line, the handoff left side. And Dave, they don't throw the ball a whole lot, but they might want to consider it because the Dowling defense has been in the backfield. No gain, after actually a loss in the play as Jasper Stottlemyre got the carry for the Lynx.
Well, someone's got to block Max Bay because he was in for, again, the first one back there. And this Dowling defense, especially the front wall, is just getting in their backfield instantly.
All right, Lorenzen to give once again to the Sego fullback, and he is hit and dropped in the backfield again. And that is also the Stottlemyre who is on the carry, and he loses yardage. And now we've got an injured Dowling player.
And it's Tom Deary, and these are the things that we do not want to see.
Yeah, Deary goes down, and they're going to attend to him. He's sitting up, and they don't know if it's a knee or an ankle, but it's the ball is back to the original, to the line of scrimmage, which was the 19, so bring up 3rd and 11. And we've got a timeout on the field right now. John Scheidel on the Dowling sideline.
Yeah, it looks like he got twisted up there. Deary did, and it's they're looking at his knee. He's limping off pretty bad here, so hopefully it's nothing too serious, just maybe a pulled muscle, a twisted knee, maybe an ankle.
All right, it's his left leg who is intended to, so he's been helped off by Del Lark, who made the trip over here to Council Bluffs. And minute 45 remaining, first quarter, Dowling leading 29-0. I'll bring up 3rd and 11 here, Dave, for the Lynx offense, and they have not attempted one pass here in the first quarter.
Yeah, I notice Tom is also wearing a knee brace on that left knee, and Dr. Zachary, Dr. Schulte are also here, I see.
All right, so the Lynx now back on the field with their offense. They'll send one receiver right, one to left. Tight end is on the right side. Quarterback will be under center. I formation. Minute 30 remaining in the quarter, and now we've got penalty flags down and both teams jump, and I think it's the Lynx that cause a procedure, and that's what they're going to mark off. The center procedure call on the Lynx.
This quarterback must have a deceptive cadence because the Dowling lineman, Keith, seemed to be jumping all night.
Sean Lorenzen, the 5'10", 150-pound junior, leads this Lynx team at quarterback. Back to throw for the first time tonight. Fires a pass out. It's incomplete. And the quarterback hits the deck and a penalty flag out. The pass was incomplete. They were running a little corner route to the left side of the formation. But Dowling,
they're going to
call it a late hit, Dave.
Yeah, they're going to call a late hit on the quarterback here.
And they're going to whistle the Maroons. Nick Bordenero with the late hit. And that should, well, it was 3rd and 11. It was 3rd and 16, and this should be 4th and 1, if I'm not mistaken, Dave. It's not an automatic first down. Minute 20 remaining. Game clock is stopped as they mark off the penalty. It is an automatic first down, they're saying. I got to push the ball to the 30-yard line. So it'll be a first down for the Lynx.
And Dowling put a lot of pressure on the quarterback there. He just absolutely had no time to throw the ball at all.
All right, so Shinos in the backfield. Quarterback is Lorenzen, and they have the wing tee offense the back behind each tackle, and they run the handoff goes to Shinos. And Cole gets across the 30 up near the 31-yard line, and he's a 5'8", 185-pound running back. Stottlemyre, 5'11", 245. That's the fullback on this wing tee set.
Yeah, a number of Maroons in on the tackle there. John Wagner, the first one to get his hands on him.
So that'll bring up 2nd down and 8. Final 50 seconds of the first quarter as the clock winds down. Receiver on each side of the formation. And Here is Lorenzen, and the give is the fullback. He's up near first down. That's number 34, Jasper Stottlemyre, on the carry, and he's got the first up near first down.
And that was, without question, Council Bluffs' best running play of the night, Mark.
And he gets it up to the 39-yard line, so it'll bring up third and one for the Lynx.
Wagner was slanting inside on that one, and they went just outside of him.
15 seconds on the game clock and 5 on the play clock. Lorenzen under center, and now penalty flags down. That'll stop the clock with 9 seconds remaining in the quarter. And penalty offside on Dowling.
I'm kind of watching Tom Deary down here to get an update on him, and I notice he's walking around. The doctors have left his side, which is a good sign, and he is up and walking. Maybe John can get an update on how he is doing.
Oh, the offside, excuse me, is called on offside on Council Bluffs Lincoln, so that'll move the ball back to the 35-yard line. And the clock will wind, and that'll end the first quarter. Dowling leading 29-0 as we come to the end of the first quarter here at the Wickersham Sports Complex in Council Bluffs. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcouli, and John Chido back for the second quarter in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Bozen the Florist, for your support of Dowling Catholic Football's Red Zone. Bozen has been a proud supporter of Dowling Catholic before they moved in 1972 to West Des Moines. Bozen has a long history of providing professional floral design and personalized service to our customers. Fresh flowers 24/7 with same-day delivery anywhere in the world. Red roses can create a Bozen Red Zone. At Bozen, we're your florist. We deliver happiness anywhere. Today, Bozen.com, 515-244-ROSE. Thank you, Lichtig Family Dentistry, for your support of Dowling Catholic Football Broadcast. Dr. Dave Lichtig brings 31 years of clinical experience and provides all phases of oral care for the entire family, young to old. His new offices feature state-of-the-art equipment with a small-town feel. Dr. Dave and his friendly, experienced staff care for you like your family. Located down the hill from Wellman's Pub and the Funny Bone in the village of Ponderosa, 580 Market Street, Suite 102, West Des Moines, 515-493-0500. Online at drdavedds.com.
And we're back here at the Wickersham Sports Complex here in Council Bluffs. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcouli, and John Chido underway here in the second quarter. And it's 3rd and 6 lengths from their own 34, and they keep the ball on the ground. Penalty flag down, and they give is to Stottlemyre, their fullback. And he gets maybe the line of scrimmage, if that, but a penalty flag down, and Dowling will decline the Council Bluffs penalty. They're going to say an illegal shift on the Lynx here, Dave. So it'll bring a fourth down for the Lynx.
Well, Council Bluffs is trying to run that option game, Mark, but they can't run the option game because the Dowling defense is tackling both the quarterback and the option man at the same time. So the quarterback really has no decision to make because he doesn't have time to.
So Stottlemyre will gain no yards. Will bring up fourth down, and the punt will be Cole Shinos. He's also the backup fullback. And number 44 will stand back at his own 23-yard line. And Marcus Miller back deep for Dowling at his own 35. As Shinos gets it away, hits the deck as he kicked it, but he wasn't touched. And Miller with it at the 30. Wait for a block. Avoids a tackle at the 35. Now coming near side. An angle near side. He's got a lot of green. Inside the 40. He's got the punter to beat. Inside the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Marcus Miller from 72 yards, we'll call it.
And the first thing you always do before you even cross the goal line is look for that yellow hanky. And there are none. So that great job. And you could see that coming, Marcus. The wall just set up beautifully to Dowling bench side. No one there but the kicker.
He passed the Bozen red zone, which was a 20.
Again.
He passed John Chido inside the 10, and he scored. Marcus Miller, third touchdown and a punt return in 2 games, Dave.
Yep, unbelievable.
John Chido, what'd you think of that? All he had to do was beat the punter at the 20-yard line.
Well, had a great block on that, too, to allow him to cut back in the end zone.
All right, here is Riley Smith for the extra point. It is up and good. So the Maroons now lead at 36-0, 11-19 remaining second quarter from Council Bluffs. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcouli, and John Chido back with the kickoff as Dowling leads at 36-0 over Council Bluffs Lincoln here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Steve DeVinny is proud to serve the Des Moines area at DeVinny Wealth Solutions of Raymond James, where clear and frequent communication allows him to offer sound advice and appropriate investments to help you attain your financial goals. Steve DeVinny has been serving your community for 23 years. 515-221-2385 or online at RaymondJames.com/DeVinny Wealth Solutions. Raymond James & Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC, life well planned.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Council Bluffs. Mark Amadeo, Dave Marfouli, and John Scheidel. 11-19 remaining, second quarter, Dowling leading 36-0. The Maroons will re-kick as Maroons were guilty of being offside on the kickoff after Marcus Miller took it in from 72 yards out on a punt return, Dave Marcouli, to put the Maroons up 36-0.
Well, Mark, the way Riley Smith's been kicking tonight, I don't think 5 yards is going to matter because he has been putting it to the back of the end zone every single time.
Yeah, he was offside on Dowling, so the Maroons move the Maroons back to 35-yard line. He's going to offside again on the Maroons as this one is a little bit shorter kick, field at the 20-yard line. And the official now pointing out the offender for the Maroons. So Dowling will re-kick. This time it'll be from the 30-yard line. Let's go down to John Scheidel on the Dowling sideline, John.
Yeah, by the way, this is our third miscue here on the kickoff here. Hopefully we can get it right this time, but you know, I want to say something about these Dowling receivers a couple of drives ago, the yards after the catch. I mean, they're 5 yard outs that they're catching, and they're turning into 15, 20 yard gains, and they're doing a great job. Capola had a couple nice catches, as well as Charlie Johnson had a nice catch as well.
Yeah, he certainly did. And, of course, Dowling a couple touchdowns from Sam Ngoli from 44 and 20 yards, and then Jason Murray, a couple of 21 yard runs in between.
Well, Mark, the entire coaching staff is now on the line of scrimmage to watch this. Offsides twice, and they're going to make sure it's...
And here's Schmidt, and he boots it, and it's still at the 15-yard line by the links, and stood up at the 20-yard line is number 24 on the return. That's Ben Fichter, who's the starting linebacker and returning that kickoff. That's the first kickoff that's been returned by the Lakes, and it's up to the 29-yard line. That's where they'll start.
First and 10. Charlie Johnson got him up high, and Malik McGregor down low. Nice tackle by the Dowling kickoff team.
11-13 remaining, second quarter, and Dowling with the lead, 36-0. I want to thank Northwest Bank, Fort Narrows Pizza. Congratulations on their 40th anniversary serving Greater Des Moines. Click Tag Family Dentistry and Skeffington's Formal Wear. Thanks to them for supporting our broadcast of Dowling football. And now on the option on first down, the quarterback is Sean Lorenzen, and they ran it to the right. And keeping the football, was that Lorenzen? And he did. He turned it upfield and picked up a couple yards, Dave, across the 30, about the 33-yard line, pick up a 4, second and 6.
I know that Zach Stacy is in there, and Nate Collins on the interior of the defensive line this time.
The line of scrimmage is the Council Bluffs Lincoln 33-yard line. Gain of 4 for the quarterback who ran the option to the right. High formation backfield, 2 receivers right. Now one of those receivers in motion, Lorenzen, and the handoff goes to Jasper Stottlemyre. He tries to turn up field, working the right side, gets across the number outside the right hash mark, if you will, and turned up field and got nowhere, Dave. Ran into a wall of white shirts. Dowling players, and he was stood up and dropped. No gain in the play.
Well, I saw Michael Rodriguez and about 4 or 5 other Dowling Maroons in on that tackle. And I tell you, as I said earlier, the offensive line just cannot handle. And this is the second team in there now, Mark.
All right, wing T formation, and the fullback is Stottlemyre. He gets the handoff and a long, and it's going to be even longer because he's hit and dropped behind the 33-yard line, which was the line of scrimmage. Forward progress back to the 32. It'll bring up fourth and six for the Lynx.
Well, I don't know if you give credit to Levi Hummel on that one or not because, again, they're four or five Maroons in on that. And as I said, this is the second defense in there now, just completely in the backfield of Council Bluffs.
All right, the Maroons now with twin safeties back deep. Colin Cook, number 85, along with Marcus Miller, and awaiting the punt by Shinos, and he gets it away, and it's picked up by Marcus Miller at the 33-yard line, across midfield 50, still on his feet. I mean, bowls over a tackle at the 45, down to the 43-yard line of Council Bluffs Lincoln. That is where the Dowling offense will take over. First and 10, 9:17 remaining. Here in the second quarter, Dowling leading 36-0 here in Council Bluffs. The rain has held off. We've had some drizzle a little bit here in the first half. Let's go down the Dowling sideline. That's where John Chido is at, John.
We're starting to see some new faces in there. And the defensive line, no matter who you're putting in there, is getting great penetration. And for whatever reason, Council Bluffs swing that big fullback up the middle and I mean, he's good for 2 or 3 yards, but Dowling is so quick up front and strong that once they stop him, his momentum stops, and there's four or five other defenders on him.
All right, penalty now on the Maroons as they start their drive as illegal substitution. You might have heard the referee in the background on John's report. That'll move the Maroons back to the 48-yard line of Council Bluffs Lincoln. First and 15 for Dowling on the length's 48. Here's a little swing pass left side, and it's caught. And with the reception, but hit and drop after reception is the Dowling receiver that time, Dave Marcoulet, and I believe that was number 11, Jack Keel, who's in the offensive side now.
Yeah, just a quick pass to Jack Keel, who was playing the slot receiver. The ball was thrown a little low, which allowed Council Bluffs time to come up and make the tackle. Jack really didn't have time to do much with that.
Loss of one, so we'll bring up second and 16, and now the handoff to Jason Murray, and he's got some room down the far sideline. He may go inside the 20, 15, 10, 5, and did he step out of bounds? Did he get in? Touchdown. Touchdown, Jason Murray from 49 yards out on a second and 16 play.
I mean, you could see that just set up, Mark, and I don't believe anyone touched him until the 5-yard line. Unbelievable run.
Beautiful
blocking by the left side of the Dowling line.
And the play went left, which is right in front of the Council Bluffs Lincoln bench on the far sideline. And now Riley Smith in to try another extra point. Hold will be Blake Clark. And the ball is down. The extra point is up, and it is good. So the Maroons extend their lead to 43-0 over Council Bluffs Lincoln with 8:55 remaining here in the second quarter. From Council Bluffs, Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulet, John Chido, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
JR, stay away from him.
Stay away from JR.
Yeah.
We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Right back here in Council Bluffs, here at the Wickersham Athletic Complex. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulet. Maroons lead at 43-0, 8:51 remaining. And the kickoff return by the Lynx, fielded by Ben Fichter, and he's finally run out of bounds at his own 19-yard line. And, Dave, he took a shot as he went out of bounds.
Yeah, he really did, and we were blocked, so we couldn't really see who made the tackle, but they put a shot on him.
All right, first down length, so work out of the I formation. And, of quarterback is Lorenzen. He's went the distance, and the give is to the fullback. He's in the secondary. Right up the gut they go. Inside the 50, inside the Dowling 40. Still on his feet, and that's Jasper Stottlemyre from his own 19-yard line. Dave, he went right up the gut, right over center, as they had an offset eye formation. They run the wing T for the most part, but they were in a different formation there, all the way down the maroon 27-yard line.
Yeah, and the linebackers were coming and hit this guy, the ball carrier. What was his?
Stottlemyre.
Stottlemyre.
Yeah.
Right up the middle of the Dowling defense, and no one was there. They were able to catch him from behind only because he's 245 pounds, Mark. Big kid.
Yeah, 54-yard run unofficially, and it's a first down links at the Dowling 27-yard line. The work out of the eye, the give is to the tailback in there, and that is Lanny Herzog running over the right side, and he's tripped up inside the 20 and finally brought down right around the 19-yard line of Dowling to pick up 8 or 7 yards, and it'll bring up second down.
Another nice run there, showing a little life, Mark. He got outside the Dowling defense that time to the right side.
They call it a 6-yard run, Herzog's carry.
Jack Rude getting you some time. We'll try and get some more of these names in as.
All right, second and four, and now the handoff goes to the big fullback. Stottlemyre stacked up right at the point of attack. He was the fullback, the tailback. They're running that option to the left, Dave. They gave the first man through left over left guard, and he's hit, dropped. So they spot it right at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Jack Schultz really put a shot on him, and Jack is a junior getting some defensive line play.
So no gain in the play. Third and four for Council Bluffs Lincoln. The line of scrimmage is Dowling 21. 7:20 remain. The game clock running here in the second quarter. The Maroons lead it 43-0 here on the road. Out of the I formation, they give us a fullback. He's going to go into the touchdown. They hand it right up the gut. Touchdown, Council Bluffs Lincoln. And that is the fullback, Jasper Stottlemyre, who scores.
Again, same play they ran earlier, right up the middle of the defense, and no one touched him, Mark.
That was Cole Shinos from 21 yards out who scored. He backs up Stottlemyre at fullback, and it was Shinos who got in there. And Council Bluffs, Lincoln on the board, 43-6, 7:10 remaining. Dowling with the lead, and now the extra point. As Stottlemyre will add the extra point. Ball is down, and the kick is blocked. So the score remains 43-6, Dowling with the lead. 7:10 remaining here in the second quarter from Council Bluffs. We'll take a timeout. Be back. You're listening to Dowling Catholic Football. The score, Dowling 43, Council Bluffs Lincoln 6, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Friday nights never sounded better. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, back here at Council Bluffs at the Wickersham Sports Complex. Dowling leading 43-6 on the kickoff by Council Bluffs Lincoln. Following their touchdown, Marcus Miller, a nice return from the 15-yard line all the way across midfield and down at the Lynx 45-yard line. That's where the Maroons will start first and 10. Dave, who had the block on that extra point for the Maroons?
Ashton Brown got the block on that. He came in from the left side, 5'8", junior, 135 pounds.
All right. Dowling with a first down at the Lynx 45-yard line. And we've got a timeout on the field. 7 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. We'll keep it here. Mark Imadale, Dave Marcule and John Chido, who all made the trip over to Council Bluffs early this afternoon, early kickoff. So folks tuning in to Catholic Answers, we have preempted their show for this Friday as Dowling's game has moved up from a 7 o'clock start to a 5:30 start due to the weather. And some of it could be severe later on tonight. Let's go down the Dowling sideline. That's where John Chido has been, John.
Yeah, Council Bluffs put a nice drive together with running up right up the middle between the A-gap, and Dowling's defense is supposed to have gap responsibility, and I think the linebackers just missed their gap, and there was nobody there, and once he got going, it was hard to bring him down. And they were able to cap it off two plays later for a touchdown.
Yeah, that's what it appeared, John. And, you know, Dave, that hole opened up right over center, and the Maroons weren't able to recover. And in that drive, they had Stottlemyre had a 54-yard run from his own 19, set up the lengths pretty well. And then Scheinhorst, the other backup fullback, ran it in for 21 yards out. Now, Dowling on first down, the give is to Schmidt. John, a first down over the right side, inside the 30. He's inside the 20, breaks the tackle, the 10-5 touchdown. What a strong run that time by Johnny Schmidt as the line of scrimmage was the Lynx 45, and he ran it in from 45 yards out over the right side of the offensive line, left to right in front of us.
Well, and at the beginning, Jesse Alger getting a nice block, but Salmon Gulley doing a great job downfield blocking, and Schmidt just read his block and took off once he saw an opening.
Yeah, the safety of the corner that Angoli had tied up. But you were mentioning, I think John mentioned it earlier, about the Dowling receivers downfield leading those extra yards for Schmidt and Murray. Extra point up and good by Riley Schmidt. And the Dowling Maroons now leading 50-6 over Council Bluffs Lincoln. 6:52 remaining, second quarter, back after the kickoff in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door, serving imaginations since 1992.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, just can't afford it. Get 65% of your donation as an Iowa income tax credit, and then deduct the whole amount when you itemize on your federal return. Adds up to huge savings. Some give stock, others grain, some on a credit card. Hey, we even accept checks. Pledge or donate online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Broadcasting across central Iowa and heard on smartphones everywhere. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And back here in Council Bluffs at the Wickersham Athletic Sports Complex, Mark Amadeo, Dave Marcule, and John Chido. The rain has held off thus far. And the Maroons lead it 50-6. John Schmidt, a 45-yard run for Dowling at tailback on a one-play 45-yard drive, increases the score. Jason Murray has scored three times this evening, along with Sam Angola, who scored twice on a couple of touchdown receptions for quarterback Blake Clark and Marcus Miller, 72-yard punt return, and now a first down for Council Bluffs Lincoln. Dave, as the Lynx now field the ball at their own 27-yard line, and they run a play here.
Again, it was Jack Schultz who came in and made the initial contact. Jack is a junior, 6 feet, 200 pounds. He held him for no gain at all, Mark. In fact, a loss of about a yard.
Yep, and he'll bring up second down from the 27-yard line and give this to the fullback, and he's stacked up at the point of attack for no gain. So he'll bring up third and 10, basically, for the Lynx. Line of scrimmage is the 27.
That was the play they've had success on the last couple of times, Mark, and I'll be very surprised if they do it again. But Dowling had it sniffed out that time, that's for sure.
I want to thank Tamia and Sons for their support of Dowling Catholic football broadcast, along with Skeffington's Formal Wear and our good friend Steve DeVinny at Raymond James. John Chido is on the Dowling sideline, Johnny.
Yeah, Mark, we're still seeing a lot of new faces out there. Connor Jackman, Xavier Chido, Quentin Wellmaker, Malik McGregor.
This time you just saw the whole Dowling defense get the sack.
Wow. I mean, it's just the penetration to the football. These guys are are playing downfield, and it's fun to watch.
Notice I, Dave, the press box assignments, Coach Bossman and Coach Cattell are on the opposite end of where we're at this week. We've got a few of the better coaches next to us this week.
Yeah. Malik McGregor, I hate to call out a young man's name because there are three or four on every play, but McGregor was definitely had a good hand on that one.
All right, Steinhaus in the punt. He's already got a touchdown, and a fair catch signal for by Marcus Miller at the 36-yard line. That's where the Dowling offense will start, first and 10 from their own 36-yard line. Not a whole lot of time tonight. Dowling's been in their own territory, but they will start here as Runes lead it 50-6 over Council Bluffs Lincoln with 4:55 remaining in the second quarter. We want to thank Ashworth Vision along with the Construction Professionals and Dental Associates for their support of Dowling Catholic broadcasts here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Next week, we'll be back at Valley Stadium, actually for the final 2 weeks, as Dowling will be taking on Ankeny Centennial, as it'll be Centennial and Ames. And now Zach Prey in that quarterback for the Runes, Dave Marcouli. The Runes are going to start to empty their bench here in the waning moments of the first half.
Dowling comes in with their entire second-string offense.
And a little swing pass by Prey right side, caught by Colin Cook. He flips down on the near side. He might go inside the 30, inside the 20, and he's finally pushed out of bounds inside the 15-yard line of Council Bluffs Lincoln. And, Dave, that was a simple lateral pass caught by the young man for Dowling, Colin Cook, and it was a foot race down the near sideline.
Yeah, that's too bad. I believe that would have been Colin's first touchdown this year. Almost took it the distance.
And they're going to give Maroons a first down right at the 11-yard line of Council Bluffs Lincoln, and now Prey out of the shotgun, and the handoff goes right up the gut to Connor Jackman, and he gets it inside the 5 and down near the 3-yard line, and that's close to a first down. And it is.
He's actually right on the 1-yard line, Mark. He almost took that in.
So Jackman, a gain of 10, as they spot him down inside the 1, first and goal Maroons at the 1-yard line. They wait for the down and distance marker. Gentlemen, do get everything set, and Maroons are ready to go. First and goal, Dowling at the 1-yard line. Prey at quarterback.
Zach Culvert in at center.
And low snap, and the give is to the tailback, and he tries to spin out of a move, and he's brought down. He's in for the touchdown right on the goal line. Touchdown, Connor Jackman.
Boy, it looked like to me like they had him, Mark, and then all of a sudden he kind of disappeared and spun into the end zone.
That's what he did. He spun out of it. He ran over left guard and spun over to the left tackle spot, fell in the end zone. Touchdown, Connor Jackman from 1 yard out. So Dowling goes three plays and 64 yards on the drive.
Even the second unit, Mark, just marches right down the field.
Andrew Phelps, the sophomore kicker, in for the extra point, and the ball is down, and Phelps' extra point is up and no good off to the right. So the score remains Dowling 56 and Council Bluffs Lincoln 6 with 4:03 remaining in the first half. Back after these messages from Council Bluffs here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Dowling Catholic Sports is brought to you in part by St. Gregory Retreat Centers. Substance abuse can be a powerful addiction that often goes untreated. St. Gregory Retreat Centers is capable of treating even the worst cases of substance abuse. Their recovery program teaches traditional Catholic virtues and provides access to daily mass and reconciliation. If you or anyone you know is dealing with substance abuse, give St. Gregory a call at 888-778-5833 or visit them online at stgregoryctr.com.
This is the only place to hear every play of every Dowling Catholic High School football game. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, back here at the Wickersham Sports Complex in Council Bluffs, Mark Amadeo, along with Dave Marcouli, John Chido, all made the trip over to Council Bluffs. Early start tonight. We kicked off at 5:30, and we've got 4 minutes remaining In the first half, Dowling with a 56-6 lead here. Dave Marcouli and kickoff by the Maroons, fielded by the Langston. They'll take over first and 10, just outside the 21-yard line, we'll call it. And the Lynx come up to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left. The quarterback will keep it, and that's Sean Lorenzen. They work that wing tee offense, if you will. They got one back in the backfield. Sometimes they'll work out of the I formation and different types of sets. And that time, the quarterback just kept it. He got some yardage across the 25 to the 26-yard line, apparently.
Yeah, broke a couple tackles, and I believe it was Michael Rodriguez who came in and wrapped up and made the final tackle there.
Gets the ball all the way up to the 28-yard line, they'll call it. So a gain of 7. Be second down and 3. John Chido's on the Dowling sideline. And, John, yes, there's a team that huddles, and that's Council Bluffs Link, as we have some time.
Well, the rain's starting to come down here, Mark, so I'm trying to keep the microphone a little bit dry, but Council Bluffs still running that first man through, second man through. Dowling defense got more new faces in the game, and they're doing a great job up front.
Yeah, second man through there as the Lynx run a play over the left side, and they get the first down up to the 32-yard line, a gain of 4.
Coming in the game to get some reps is Kodak.
It was Herzog on the carry.
He's playing cornerback for the Maroons.
So it's first and 10, Lynx from their own 32-yard line, and the quarterback turns, and Lorenzen looks like he wanted to throw nobody open. He keeps it, and he's going to be hit and drop for no gain. I'll bring up second down at 10, and that thing didn't develop very well for the Lynx there.
Well, I'd like to hear who the announcer gives the credit to for the tackle, because that was the entire defensive front of Dowling.
A good job is a
very nice job. John, Nick Leon in there.
I was going to say we got a lot of new numbers in there, one of them right in front of us, Ding Kodak, who's playing right corner over here. The safety for the Maroons is number 10, Ashton Brown, who blocked the extra point on the lone Council Bluffs Lincoln touchdown. Now here's a snap and handoff to right side and hit and drop the line of scrimmage as a tailback. Second man through, Dave, and he was hit. That was Lanny Herzog.
And at the bottom of the pile, it's just so hard to see because there's so many Maroons in there.
A lot of white shirts around there.
There are a lot of white shirts. Let's try and get the linebackers.
Christian Feierstein in there, number 50. He's at one of the defensive tackle spots there, Dave, as the Maroons have just emptied their bench. Minute 40 remaining here in the second quarter. Dowling leading 56-6. Third and 9 for the Lynx in their own 33. Here's a toss player right side. That's Herzog with it, trying to get outside the numbers. He's hit and dropped as he gets it up to the 35 for a gain of 3. That'll bring up fourth down for the Lynx.
Austin Noblock making the tackle on that one. He's a senior defensive back, 5'10", 170 pounds.
So Herzog, again, a 4 for the Lynx. It'll bring up fourth down in the punting unit. Coming in for the Lynx, Cole Scheinhorst in the punt. And back deep for Dowling, we'll have Connor Jackman. Let's see if they're going to go with twin safeties or Connor. And it'll be Jackman back deep.
Last time, Marcus Miller just called a fair catch instantly. And we'll see if Dowling does that again this time.
Sometimes Coach Wilson will tell him to fair catch so the offense can run a play. And now we've got a delay of game on Council Bluffs Lincoln. I want to thank our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and they include the St. Gregory Retreat Center, R&R Realty, our thanks to the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Two Rivers Glass and Door. Alongside Dave Marcouli, Mark Amadale here in the press box, down on the field on the sidelines is John Chida. He'll catch up with head coach Tom Wilson at halftime. And 47 seconds remaining in the half, a penalty of delay of game on the Lynx. That'll push the ball back to the 31-yard line. And the punt away will be Cole Scheinhorst. He stands back inside his 20-yard line for Council Bluffs Lincoln. Back deep for Dowling is Connor Jackman at his own 35-yard line. And now they'll wind the clock. And I think Scheinhorst is under orders. Let that play clock run down. He lets it run down a little bit. Gets a punt away. High end over end kick, and they'll go out of bounds in front of the Lynx bench right around the 40-yard line of Dowling. So the Maroons will have pretty good field position with 31 seconds remaining, and the Maroons leading 56-6. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That is where John Chida was at tonight. John?
Yeah, we got 31 seconds left in the half here. We'll see if Dowling will run a play or take a knee and go to the locker room. But, you know, we talked about it earlier with the new faces, and they're getting really good reps, and that's good to see because it gives you depth moving on towards the playoffs.
And no question, there'll be a lot of that tonight as John ponders the questions he's going to ask head coach Tom Wilson here later. Runs now with the first down with 31 seconds remaining on their own 38. And the give is to the tailback for the Maroons, and this one is Quentin Wellmaker. He's down the far sideline, first down, finally out of bounds at the 40-yard line of Council Bluffs Lincoln. So Wellmaker takes the handoff and does a nice, Wellmaker, rather, goes left side and gets a first down at the Lynx 41, Dave.
Hey, Roy, put on some nice moves and shows some good speed for a, he's a junior, 5'10", 160 pounds.
20-yard run, first down Maroons, handoff to Wellmaker again, and Quentin gets across the 35 down to the Lynx 34-yard line with 10 seconds remaining.
And that will be the last play, finally, of the first half, Mark.
So Wellmaker a gain of 20 and a gain of 7 on the final two carries of the first half. The Maroons are going to halftime, leading 56-6 over Council Bluffs Lincoln here in District 2 football. Mark Imidale along with Dave Marcule here in the press box. Dowling with three touchdowns from Jason Murray, 21-yard runs and a 49-yard run. Sam Ngoli, a 44-yard catch and a 20-yard catch from quarterback Blake Clark. And, yes, Marcus Miller on a 72-yard punt return. That's his third punt return for a touchdown in two games. And John Smith, a 45-yard run, and Connor Jackman, a 1-yard run. That's the scoring for Dowling in the first half. Let's go down to John Chido with head coach Tom Wilson. John?
Well, Coach, you were able to get off to a quick start and so able to get on a lot of scores on the board early, and we're seeing a lot of new faces here in the first half.
Well, and that's a good thing. I thought our kids that usually play came out and did the things that we asked them to do. They really didn't have an answer for Murray. We were throwing the ball around a little bit, which was good defensively. We did what we'd hoped, but you're going to see a lot of those other faces in the second half as well.
Well, thank you, Coach, and hopefully, Tom Gary, how's he doing?
Ankle, nothing serious, and hopefully we get him back home soon.
Well, great, Coach. Thank you.
All right, John Chido, thanks for that interview. From the sidelines with head coach Tom Wilson is Dowling Dave Marcule, leading here at halftime, 56-6 over Council Bluffs Lincoln. A very important road game for the Maroons to stay atop of District 2 play because all these games count. That's why this game was so important to get in tonight, because you can't just say we can't play it because of weather. That's the start time got moved up.
That's right, Mark, and a lot of our listeners are probably tuning in right now thinking it's a 7 o'clock start.
Right.
But found out it's halftime, but Dowling Catholic really playing well. And, you know, that's a sign of a good football team, Mark. When you come out, Dowling knew this team wasn't a very good football team, and they're still able to execute, and they only worry about themselves, and they know how important it is for them to get better. And as I said, that's a sign of a very good football team when you're able to do that, no matter who you play.
As we mentioned it right before we went down to John Chido and head coach Tom Wilson of Dowling, Sam Ngoli, a pair of touchdown receptions of 44 and 20 yards from quarterback Blake Clark to lead Dowling in pass receiving. Jason Murray, a pair of 21-yard runs and a 49-yard run for a touchdown. And John Smith, a 45-yard run, the backup tailback for the Maroons, getting in the action. And Connor Jackman, a 1-yard run with 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Those were some of the Dowling touchdowns. And how about Marcus Miller? Third game in a row that he's took a punt back for a touchdown. And this one was 72 yards, and that was exciting.
And again, he showed such great vision. He knows exactly where to go. The punt team, return team, has shown great job blocking, setting up a wall for him, and Marcus does the rest himself.
And for the lone Council Bluffs Lincoln touchdown, it was Cole Shinos, the 21-yard run, and that was set up by Jasper Stottlemyre, 54-yard run from the Lynx 19-yard line all the way down to the 21-yard line of Dowling, and then Shinos ran it in. And we've got our first half statistics. We'll get to those because our halftime guest is head coach Mary Beth Wiskus, the Dowling volleyball team. I caught up with her earlier, and they are now traveling over to Cedar Rapids for a tournament tomorrow in Cedar Rapids, and very important for seeding in their 5A regional. The number 9 seed is Bettendorf. Dowling is the 10 seed, and whoever has the better, highest ranking at the end of the year will host, more than likely host, a regional final. So a very important match going on. Runners are facing a couple of top 10 or 15 teams over there tomorrow morning.
And what an outstanding job Mary Beth has done with this volleyball team. I believe she's in her ninth year. She's been a teacher at Dowling, excellent math teacher, and very good person, and she's done an outstanding job with this volleyball team.
Certainly has. Well, now our first half statistics here. Dowling leading at halftime 56-6 for the Maroons. They have 369 yards of total offense, 103 for Council Bluffs Lincoln, as the Maroons have passed for 147 yards and rushed for 22 yards this evening. For Council Bluffs Lincoln, they have thrown for rushed for 103 yards. They have not thrown but one pass, and it was incomplete. Moving on with some of the other statistics in the first half, Dowling with 15 first downs, 4 for Council Bluffs Lincoln. Blake Clark, 6 out of 7 passing, 94 yards and 2 touchdowns, both thrown to Sam Ngoli. Zach Prey, 1 for 1 for 53 yards in the first half. Jason Murray, 5 carries for 108 yards and 3 touchdowns in the first half to lead the Maroons. John Smith, 4 carries for 68 yards. And Quentin Wellmaker, 2 carries for 28 yards. Connor Jackman, 2 carries for 11 yards. And Blake Clark, 1 carry for 7 to lead the Maroons in rushing. In pass receiving, Sam Ngoli, 2 catches for 64 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Colin Cook, 1 catch for 53 yards. Anthony Capolo, 2 catches for 21 yards. Charlie Johnson, 1 catch for 10 yards. And Jack Keel, 1 catch for a negative yardage. Let's look at our halftime statistics. Again, Dowling, total offense in the first half, 369 yards, and Council Bluffs Lincoln with 103. Once again, our halftime score from Council Bluffs, Dowling 56, Council Bluffs Lincoln 6. And we come back. I have head coach Mary Beth Wiskus from the Dowling volleyball team. I caught up with her earlier this week, and we'll have that conversation. We return here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Bordenero's Pizza and Pasta, for your support of Dowling Catholic High School football broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio. Bordenero's is a family-owned business celebrating their 40th anniversary serving the greater Des Moines area. Whether you are dining in or takeout, their food is always hot and fresh. Now available in 3 locations, the original Bordy's at 6108 Southwest 9th Street, Bordy's at Drake, and in Wells Fargo Arena and Hy-Vee Hall. Nothing can beat sharing a meal with family and friends. Bordenero's Pizza and Pasta, online at bordenerospizza.com.
Thank you, Northwest Bank, for your support of Dowling Catholic football broadcast. Northwest Bank is your community bank, offering accounts and services tailored to your needs with the flexibility to grow with you. Northwest Bank is committed to the communities they live in, and they are proud to support local athletes and celebrate their achievements in sports and the classroom. Northwest Bank would like to wish all the athletes good luck this season. Northwest Bank, online at bank-northwest.com. Northwest Bank, member FDIC.
Thank you to Tamiya & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic football. Tamiya & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamiya & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamiya's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamiya & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines, and around the corner from Graziano Brothers, 515-282-7976, TamiyaAndSons.net.
Thank you, Lichtig Family Dentistry, for your support of Dowling Catholic football broadcast. Dr. Dave Lichtig brings 31 years of clinical experience and provides all phases of oral care for the entire family, young to old. His new offices feature state-of-the-art equipment with a small-town feel. Dr. Dave and his friendly, experienced staff care for you like your family. Located down the hill from Wellman's Pub and the Funny Bone in the village of Ponderosa, 580 Market Street, Suite 102, West Des Moines, 515-493-0500. Online at drdavedds.com.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And we're back here in Council Bluffs. Dowling leading at halftime 56-6 over Council Bluffs Lincoln. Mark Amadeo, Dave Marculli, and John Scheider. Well, earlier this week, I caught up with head coach Mary Beth Wiskus of the Dowling volleyball team, and they head to Cedar Rapids for tomorrow's match, and had a conversation with Coach Wiskus, and here it is. Mark Amadeo with head coach Mary Beth Wiskus here at halftime as Dowling taking on Council Bluffs Jefferson. Coach, thanks for joining us. Dowling volleyball, and this hard to believe your ninth year here, Dowling. What a season you've had, and the postseason's on the horizon. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I know the girls are excited to get some coverage for all their hard work that they're doing this season, so it's very fun to have us with you guys today.
Well, it's fun to follow you. I know you're getting ready to get to Cedar Rapids tomorrow morning, and that's got to be an exciting tournament to go to because the season's come to an end. You played 31 matches. Right now you're 22-6, ranked number 10 in 5A. You just got your postseason, but a lot's happened in those those first 28 games. You've had a lot happen to you this year.
Yes. I think the girls have gotten a ton better. We've gone through some different lineups. We've had some injuries, and we really have a solid 16 girls that we're excited about to move forward into the postseason with.
Well, Coach Wiskus, you have 8 seniors on this Dowling team, but a lot of kids contribute. You kind of have, a couple juniors, and then it gets younger. But the matches you've been involved with, I look at your schedule. Of the 31 matches you're going to play this year, you're playing 17 teams that have been ranked, and that's a pretty good schedule.
Yes, and this weekend we'll play a lot more that are ranked. So I do like having the girls play a tough schedule. They get an opportunity to fail, and I think every time they get some failure experience, then they learn and they get better. And it's just good opportunities for them to be challenged and learn how to handle failure and also learn how to come back stronger. And I think that it shows for our teams every season that strong season, the strong opponents that we play throughout the season helps us to get really strong at the end of the season.
Well, and the team is growing as the season progresses, and some of it's had to do by attrition. You have somebody that gets injured after, and then somebody else has to step in. I think I'm talking about the Dowling football team because yeah. They've been hit with injuries. But, one of your leading hitters goes out early in the season, and others step up, and you see the results, a lot of success, and a team that's ranked in the top 10.
Yeah. Coach Wilson and I have actually talked a lot about that this season, how we would love to be healthy. And we were working on it, but we have had Kayla Gopperson went down early in the season, and we're really proud of our other two outside hitters that have stepped up and are excited for the opportunity. Also, Sally Gall has been hurt lately, and so we've had Amira Basilio who's been stepped in, and she played right side for us this last Tuesday night and almost hit 500. And it's just a good opportunity for those young kids to get some experience. We have I love our senior class. Those 8 girls are amazing kids. And so with a couple girls going down, we get an opportunity for those younger girls to play and get some experience. It's still a great team, no matter who we're playing. I think it brings them together as a whole team moving forward.
I think volleyball, you're playing in a lot of tournaments. You're kind of together on weekends, the bus trips there and back. And you've been all over, not only in Central Iowa, but going to Cedar Rapids tomorrow. And the team bonding is so important because they have to sit next to each other. Oh, by the way, they practice with each other during the week, and then they play with each other during the games and matches. So talk about this tight-knit group and mention some names because I know they're listening. If you forget one, the coach didn't mention me. She doesn't like me, but you got quite a group, and these 8 seniors lead this team.
Yeah, we started this summer going to KU team camp in July, and they got 3 days together in the dorms and not leaving. We ate cafeteria food, and it was a fun camp, you could tell. I think I'd be a little biased, but the coaching staff at KU probably loved our team the most because they walked around with their music playing and just had a lot of energy. And they love volleyball, and I've had a lot of people watch our group, and they just say, hey, you can tell your girls love each other, and they love playing this game together. And when you watch them, you can see that. Our senior class, like Sally Gall and Ellie Flynn and Caroline Hollowell, those are our 3 captains this year. And Anna Harmon and Anna Tisdall and Allison Naughton and Katie Gottfriedson are just, and Quincy Strawhecker, those are our 8 seniors, and they are just amazing group of kids. We've had them since they played DCVC, which is Dowling Catholic Volleyball Club, 6th grade. When these kids were 5th graders, was my first year as a head coach, and so I really enjoyed seeing them grow up. All 8 of them are great, great kids, and on and off the volleyball court. They play hard. They play for each other, and they enjoy being around each other. I think they're around each other more than any other team that I've had, and you can tell by the way they play together.
Coach, I can't help but think, looking back on the season that you played thus far, some rally games. I mean, there were some games you were trailing going into the last match. It took five matches or whatever to hold. You had a couple come-to-behind wins, and I believe they were conference games, not so much tournament games. And that had to be very exciting on those respective nights. Let our listeners know what that was all about.
Yeah, so we played our first one of our Tuesday nights early in the season. We played Ankeny. We were down 0-2, and the girls rallied and came back and won the next three. And set five was 15-13. So it was a great match. They showed a lot of there's toughness, which I like to see. Some of that stuff you try to drill and practice, but they have that in them, so which is a great ingredient for success for this group. We do have to, on the other side, clean up our side and do all the little details and work on those details, but that's stuff that we can do. We can continue to work on cleaning up that stuff and being stronger. But just that toughness and the desire to win and compete, this group has.
And the other match, was that Urbandale that you rallied to? It was another conference match. And those are exciting matches for folks that don't follow volleyball like maybe football and other sports. Those are exciting. I know it's exciting for the kids, horrible for the coaches, but, you know, your kids persevere, and that's what it's all about. If you're trailing, they end up winning.
Yes, yes. And, I mean, those are big wins for us. We had two Tuesday nights in a row where we went five sets. I think we've learned a lot from that because we've been putting away teams lately a lot easier. But Ankeny and Urbandale are great teams, and I was excited to get the win and to come out with the win and learn from it was a great thing for our program this season.
This is with Mary Beth Witzkus, the head volleyball coach here at Dowling Catholic High School here at halftime. And Coach, I know you're moving to the postseason, but tomorrow you got big matches ahead. As you move to Cedar Rapids for the Cedar Rapids tournament, Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, Washington, and Mount Vernon, some of those teams rank. That's in your pool. You don't know what you're going to take on in the other pool, but getting to the postseason, now you've got a few matches and a tournament to get ready. And the postseason, you guys have really shined here lately, and I know you guys are looking forward to getting back to Cedar Rapids and playing in the state tournament.
Yes, we're excited. We have two tough tournaments coming up between Cedar Rapids and Johnston the next two weekends. An opportunity for us to improve over the next 2 weeks going into the postseason. But really this year, the field's wide open. I feel like our team has a very good chance of competing to finish really, really strong. And so I'm excited about us paying attention to those little details, sharpening up, getting a chance to be challenged the next 2 weeks. So that exposing some of our things that we need to work on, and this group really wants to work on those things. They're hard workers, and I'm excited to go into the postseason. We don't have an easy draw, but we are excited to just go ahead and go get it and have that opportunity to be successful going to state.
Well, you take on your first round postseason match in the regionals. You take on Ankeny for the fourth time this year, and the Hawkettes come in ranked number 12. You're number 10, and in that same region, Bettendorf right now is the top seed at number 8, but that all could change. But talk about maybe facing Ankeny for the fourth time. I know you got other matches ahead, but as far as coaches, you're going to be game planning and looking for that first round match here at Dowling on Tuesday, October 24th, 7 o'clock. You take on the Ankeny Hawkettes for the fourth time in the season.
Ankeny is a great team. We're excited to play them. I think it's an opportunity for us to know we're going to face a good opponent, and so we are going to be very focused moving forward. The girls are going to keep improving because they know that they're going to be playing some great teams in the postseason. But I'm really confident that the ball's in our court. If we play well and we execute and we limit our errors and we stay aggressive mentally and physically, then we have great chances of winning and moving on. So I know that we have the control, and so the girls just need to go out and have fun and execute their game.
I know they're listening right now, at least some of them and their parents. But Coach Wissens, before I let you go, mention your coaching staff. They've been with you, like you said, you're here at Dowling. 2 years of this before that. So you got 11 years here and starting the youth volleyball. But talk about your coaching staff.
We have the best coaches ever. Kelly Hanlon has been a coach for us for 8 years, and Krista Spencer and Marcy Strandberg have been here for 9 years. I go to other schools, and the coaching staff will say, "You guys are the, you know, that same group that's always around, and that's something special." And I know I can't value that enough, and it helps our girls. I feel like if you look at all our levels, we have a 9C, 9B, 9A, sophomore, JV, varsity teams. Our coaches at all levels are giving every girl an opportunity to improve, and it helps our program. They're successful all across the board at all levels. I also think our club program is a huge key to our success. I direct that program, but we have some amazing coaches working with those kids, and I know that it's viewed as one of the top clubs in the area, so it helps us. It helps me. I love getting to know them when they're in 5th and 6th and 7th and 8th grade. When they come to see me freshman year, I already know their name, and our coaching staff does too. So it builds relationships, builds trust, and helps us to spread the love of the game with young girls as they grow up. And so our coaching staff is just the best. They know the game. They love the girls. And I think it's a good environment for any girl to be in to improve as a volleyball player and a person.
Coach Wiskus, thanks for joining us here at halftime. Best luck tomorrow in Cedar Rapids. Excuse me, as I'm choked up here. The old summer, late summer virus, or the cold going around. But I know you guys will do well in Cedar Rapids, and best luck in the postseason. And I remember interviewing you when you were playing the state volleyball tournament while Dallin was playing for a state title. I want to like to do that again here in a few weeks. If you and Coach Wilson get through the injuries and that, both of you being at state, that'd be great. We'd love to talk to you.
That was such a fun time, and we look forward to it again this year.
All right, comments with head coach Mary Beth Wiskus, and they're on their way to Cedar Rapids in a couple Dowling vans with the volleyball team as they take on Cedar Rapids. I think it's in Cedar Rapids, Jefferson tomorrow. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcouille back here at Wickersham Sports Complex in Council Bluffs. Dowling leading at halftime 56-6. Dave, you had a chance to walk around this beautiful $17 million renovation that hosts Council Bluffs Lincoln and Council Bluffs Jefferson, and this is just a phenomenal facility that's been upgraded since the last time we were here about 8 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. I have never been to this stadium before, and it is just beautiful. They've really done a nice job. And when you stand up here and look at all the facilities, we're talking in one area, you have soccer fields, you have softball fields, you have baseball fields, you have the football field, and all this is shared by two high schools. It's not the community. It's a high school facility, which is really pretty impressive. I understand the community rents it out and uses it for certain occasions, but unbelievable, Mark.
And we want to thank the staff here at Council Bluffs Lincoln, including their athletic director, Jeff Novotny, and his secretary, Molly Stodgill, for helping us get set up with our stuff tonight as we are final road game for the Maroons. Dowling starting about an hour and a half early. Dave, kickoff at 5:30. So you might have some listeners tuning in and wondering what's going on. Where's the pregame show? Where's the kickoff? 7 o'clock.
Halftime.
We are at halftime, and Dowling leads 56-6. We're going to take a one-minute break and return for the start of the second half here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Bozen the Florist, for your support of Dowling Catholic Football's Red Zone. Bozen has been a proud supporter of Dowling Catholic before they moved in 1972 to West Des Moines. Bozen has a long history of providing professional floral design and personalized service to our customers. Fresh flowers 24/7 with same-day delivery anywhere in the world. Red roses can create a Bozen Red Zone. At Bozen, we're your florist. We deliver happiness anywhere. Today. Bozen.com, 515-244-ROSE.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities. Fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY and K233BT Des Moines, and KIHS Adel. It's 7 o'clock.
And welcome back to the Wickersham Sports Complex here in Council Bluffs. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcouet, and John Chidos are underway here in the second half. Here's a kickoff by Council Bluffs Lincoln, and it's fielded by the Maroons, and it's a short kick, and it's fielded at the 25-yard line. The return gets up to about the 39-yard line, so Dowling will take over from there. Dave Marcouet, first and 10 from our own 39-yard line, and we'll have the running clock here in the second half, Dave.
And, Mark, we're going to be doing the second team, trying to get in the names in the dark in the press box.
Yes, it is.
So this will be interesting.
Yeah, well, we share the press box with six other gentlemen, and they like to take the lights out.
That's the first time I've heard you use the word gentleman.
I'm trying to be nice. Trying to be nice. And, all right, first down Maroons, and we'll see who's out there at quarterback for the first series, and that is Zach Waters. He takes the pistol formation, launches the throw, throws it right side, and he overthrew his intended receiver, Colin Cook, on the near sideline. Incomplete. We've got a lot of new faces in there, Dave, including Quentin Wellmaker, who had a couple of nice runs right before the half. And we'll just go right down the list. Also in there, Spencer Smith, the backup tight end to John Wagner.
And at right tackle is Sean Petrel. I'm not sure if I said his name right, Mark.
I think you're close.
Pretty close.
Zach Waters now on a handoff, and he gets it to the Dowling tailback in the backfield, and that's Wellmaker, and he's hit and dropped. A nice individual effort that time by the Lynx as they get back into the Dowling backfield and make the tackle.
Well, Quentin has a lot of speed, and he tried to use it on that play to get outside, but he's going to soon learn that he needs to cut that up inside and go against the flow of the defense, and he's going to find a lot more yardage.
So the ball's moved back to the 35-yard line, loss of four. Going to bring up third and 14 for the Maroons. Underway here in the third quarter, 56-6, Dowling with the lead. And the quarterback for the Maroons back to throw, and he overthrows his intended receiver. That was Zach Waters. Pass is incomplete. Grant Jamison was the intended receiver, and he was coming off the line of scrimmage from the right side. And it'll bring up fourth down for Dowling, and the punting unit coming in. That'll be the first time tonight Dowling has punted, I believe.
Trying to write down some of the linemen in there.
Well, they've now they got the punting unit in for the Maroons. So we'll, and twin safeties back for Council Bluffs Lincoln. As the Maroons now will go in punt formation, and that is Austin Noblock with the punt. Gets away. It's a high end-over-end kick, and it's going to go out of bounds right here in the near sideline in front of the Dowling bench, which is where we're behind. And the official's going to spot out of bounds. First and 10. The Lynx at their own 35-yard line as Dowling with a 56-6 lead. The game clock continues to run here at 9:30 here in the second half. And let's go to our first report from the sidelines here in the second half. That's John Scheider on the Dowling sideline. John?
Yeah, Mark and Dave, you're going to see a lot of new faces the second half. And yes, Matt English in there at center. Zach Waters at quarterback. Quentin Wellmaker was running the football. Jamison as the receiver. So a lot of new faces here in the second half, Mark.
All right, first down carry from the 35 in the Dowling defense. I know they've got some excited group in there, Dave. The second and third teamers in there now. He stuffed the play as they run right up the gut, does quarterback Sean Lorenzen for Council Bluffs Lincoln.
And he ran in right into the arms of Big Nick Leon, senior defensive lineman, 6'1", 250. Nice job by Nick on that play.
All right, second and 10. Council Bluffs Lincoln, Sean Lorenzen is the quarterback, working out of the eye, and the give is to the tailback, and that is Lanny Herzog, and he runs over the right side and scampers up to about the 40-yard line for a gain of five. It'll bring up third and five for the Lynx.
Wyatt Grubb, first man to get his hands on the ball carrier for Council Bluffs. Nice play by Wyatt.
So second down and five, and yes, Council Bluffs Lincoln does huddle between plays, so have a little bit of extra time. This beautiful night thus far. We've had some scattered rain in the area, but just light drizzle for the most part. Right now it has stopped, but I'm sure my man John Chida will tell us all about it. Wing T formation, and now an inside handoff, and trying to turn the corner and stop right about the 41-yard line is the ball carrier as they hand it off to the left halfback going right to left and try to go up over left guard, and he was hit and dropped.
Really nice read that time by Josh Pashkech. Linebacker is senior. Really nice play.
Two-yard gain will bring up fourth down, fourth and three for the Lynx. As the ball carrier was hit and dropped and back deep to punt fourth. Council Bluffs Lincoln will be Cole Shinost. Went back deep for Dowling. Will be Connor Jack when he stands inside his own 30-yard line. The Maroons lead at 56-6. That was our halftime score, and the punt is away. It's a low end-over-end kick by Scheinhorst, and it'll take a Lynx bounce inside the 10, and Jackman's going to pick it up at the 4-yard line. Return left. That penalty flag down, two penalty flags down, and Jackman across the 20, 25, 30. This is all coming back, and Jackman is finally tackled at the 35-yard line. So about a 34-yard return after he let the punt go, but what a roll by Council Bluffs Lincoln and penalty flags, Dave, on Dowling back inside the 5.
Yeah, and that was an illegal block in the back by Dowling, and that was so obvious, Mark, I think my grandmother could have seen it.
Wow. Going to pull that out.
And I think there were flags all over the place, and it was the same one.
7:02 remaining third quarter, Dowling leading 56-6. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoue. John Chido is on the Dowling sideline. John, I hear a lot of stuff about rain and heavy rain in Des Moines. Here we've been lucky with just a little bit of drizzle. Right now I think the rain has stopped.
Yeah, it stopped. It starts to drizzle a little bit, but then it stops. But I saw pictures from Des Moines at Valley Stadium, and you couldn't even see across the field, so I guess the games are delayed there. But the weather is off for the most part here.
Yeah, it certainly is. Caught up some scores. One score and one game we know is delayed is the Ankeny Centennial game. Ankeny Centennial hosts Ames. And that's the two teams Dowling finishes with. So from his own end zone, Dowling out of first down, Zach Prey with the handoff. And from the 2-yard line is where the Maroons will start. And the give is the tailback. Let's see which one is in there, Dave.
It's number 31, Tegan Johnson. And Mark, he's just a sophomore. But this is something you never see, Dowling running out of their own end zone. You've never seen that.
And Tegan Johnson, a 2-yard run. So it's 2nd and 8 now for the Maroons. And the handoff again to Johnson, and he gets across the 5 up near the 6-yard line for a gain of 2, and will bring up 3rd down for the Maroons, 3rd and 4.
Well, if he would have cut that back just a little bit to his left, I think he would have found a nice hole there. And that's the experience that these younger running backs are going to get, is that they need to really be like a Jason Murray, where you run with your eyes, find the hole.
All right, the quarterback for the Maroons is Zach Prey, as the Maroons with a 56-6 lead here in the third quarter, and the give is to the tailback, and he just pulls his way up towards the 10-yard line. I think he'll be stopped short, and Davey will be, and he'll bring up 4th and 2 for the Maroons on a good hard run that time by, I think it was Tegan Johnson.
Yeah, I tell you, Mark, give credit to Council Bluffs for playing a nice defense there. Those 3 downs, they have not given up. They continue to plug away here.
4th and 4 for Dowling on their own 8-yard line, 5.5 minutes remaining. And the Maroons will punt from their own end zone.
Again, a first this year that I can recall, and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln is going to have excellent field position.
All right, no block, gets the snap, and gets a high short kick. It'll bounce at the 40 of Council Bluffs Lincoln, and Dowling will down at the 39. So not a bad punt by Austin Noblock in his own end zone. 1st and 10 Lynx from the Dowling 39 with 5 minutes remaining here in the third quarter, Dowling leading 56-6. And John Chido, I know we're going to rely on you for some scores, but one thing we know Ankeny Centennial and Ames has been delayed.
Yeah, yes, they have. And I want to give a props to number 29, Chase Hauschildt. He had some carries there on that last series for Dowling.
All right, Hauschildt, another young man that gets in there, first down. The Lynx on their own 39-yard line, and the give is to the tailback, and that is Herzog running over the right side out of the I formation, bounces outside the right tackle, bounces outside the right hash, and he gets down to the, back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it, 39-yard line. Great pursuit by the Dowling defense, Dave. I know you're working on that.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to see. Josh Pascatch on the tackle along with number 72, Wyatt Grubb, and 2 or 3 other Maroons in there. But nice gang tackling by the Dowling defense.
All right, the Lynx break the huddle, and the quarterback remains Sean Lorenzen. They go right to left towards the south end zone here at Wickersham Sports Complex. Now a toss play by Lorenzen, left side, and the ball carrier trying to get outside the left hash. He won't do it. He'll be stopped at the line of scrimmage. They try to run it wide to the left, Dave, and that toss play, and Maroon defense holds them to no gain, maybe a yard to the 38-yard line.
And Dowling. Josh pass catch again, Mark. Real nice job from his linebacking position, doing a nice job making the tackle, preventing what could have been a very big gain.
All right, 3rd and 9 for the Lynx as Break the Huddle. We want to thank Ashworth Vision, along with construction professionals and dental associates, for supporting our broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio. All right, John Lorenzen under center. Runs the option right side, keeps it, hit once, breaks a tackle to 35, still on his feet, first down, and he's down the far sideline, finally run out of bounds at the 20-yard line. The Maroons had him after about a yard gain, Dave, but they couldn't wrap him up, and he picked up the first down. The quarterback, Sean Lorenzen, with the first down carry.
Lorenzen reading the defensive end on that play, and if the end crashes down on the dive back, he's going to pull it, and that's exactly what happened on that play. Got outside. Ashton Brown ended up making the tackle from his defensive back position.
18-yard run, first down, Lynx at the Dowling 20. As Lorenzen under center, one back in the backfield, and that's the fullback, and the give is to Stottlemyre, and he's hit and stood up the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard, down to the 19-yard line, second and nine coming up.
Pass catch in there once again on that play, along with Nick Collins and a couple other Maroons.
Game clock continues to run. 2 minutes, 10 seconds remaining. Third quarter. Dowling leading 56-6 here in the third quarter. You joined us late. We started at 5:30 with the kickoff. They moved the game from a 7 o'clock start time to a 5:30 due to the weather that is coming in here to the Council Bluffs and Omaha area, but that has not arrived yet. And now loose football on the exchange. John Lorenzen trying to hand it off to Stottlemyre, and I believe he fell back on it, and he did. That'll bring up third down, and they'll lose a yard back to the 19-yard line.
Well, he was trying to pull the ball from the fullback who was diving through the A-gap. Ball fell on the ground, and the quarterback just fell on it. He got a fortunate bounce there, Mark.
And he bounced up to the 18-yard line, so no gain of the play. It's third and nine, Council Bluffs Lincoln. The ball on the Dowling 18. Quarterback Sean Lorenzen, he's under center. He's got a man in motion. They run the option to the left. Lorenzen keeps it, and he cuts up field right over center. And up to down to the 15-yard line, a gain of three. It'll bring up fourth down for the Lynx.
Scheidel on the tackle that time. John, does that name sound familiar?
Yes, it does. That's my cousin David and Lisa's son, Xavier Scheidel.
He did a great job on that play. Solo tackle. Put it in the books.
Yes, he did.
I won't tell you which family that came from. His mom's family. We want to wish her our thoughts and prayers with her recovery. And now it's a long, I think we're going to take a timeout here, Dave, and the Lynx will. They'll call a timeout with 42 seconds remaining. We'll keep it here. Dowling leading 56-7, or 56-6 over.
I'm not sure why they're doing what they're doing, Mark.
Well, they're going to go for it on fourth down, I'm sure.
Well, they let the clock run down quite a bit, and then they call a timeout.
Well, that's because the play clock, Dave, was down to almost So they're going to call timeout. We'll keep it here. We want to recognize some of our supporters here in Iowa Catholic Radio before we go down to John Scheidel for another report. That includes Two Rivers Glass and Door, along with Catholic Tuition Organization, R&R Realty, and the St. Gregory Retreat Center. Thanks to those folks for supporting our broadcast. Dowling 56 and Council Bluffs Lincoln 6. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline, and that's where John Scheidel has been all night. John?
Well, we'll see if Council Bluffs lines up here for a field goal or if they decide to go for it here. I don't think they have anything to lose. I would try to go for it and see if they can get a first down. Once again, we're seeing a lot of new faces, a lot of tackles. Ortega was in on a lot of tackles here in this series, along with pass catch has been all over the place. And Xavier Chido, Ashton Brown, doing a great job.
And Sean Pollardy is also one of the Dowling defensive linemen in there, and the Lynx are going for it. Fourth down as the game clock now under 40 seconds, and Lorenzen under center will keep the football. He loses the football, and Dowling's got it, and they'll stop the clock with 20 seconds remaining. The Dowling offense going on the field. The Dowling defense with the fumble recovery, Dave Marcoui, and that is Josh pass catch on the recovered fumble.
Well, Josh deserves that because he's been, as John just said, all over the field doing a really nice job from his linebacking position. Nice job by those backup players on defense.
And that'll be the end of the third quarter with the score. Dowling 56, Council Bluffs Lincoln 6, along with Dave Marcoui. This is Mark Amadale. John Scheidel also on the sidelines tonight from Council Bluffs, back for the fourth quarter. As the rain has not moved into the Council Bluffs area yet, and we'll return with the fourth quarter with Dowling leading 56-6 here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Why give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? To help families who want to send their kids to our Catholic schools and just can't afford it. Some donors like to give part or all of their required minimum distribution from their retirement account. The 65% Iowa tax credit you receive are a tax benefit you just don't want to pass up. Ask your tax advisor or contact us online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Thank you, Bordenero's Pizza and Pasta, for your support of Dowling Catholic High School football broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio. Bordenero's is a family-owned business celebrating their 40th anniversary serving the greater Des Moines area. Whether you are dining in or takeout, their food is always hot and fresh. Now available in three locations, the original Bordy's at 6108 Southwest 9th Street, Bordy's at Drake, and in Wells Fargo Arena and Hy-Vee Hall. Nothing can beat sharing a meal with family and friends. Bordenero's Pizza and Pasta, online at bordenerospizza.com.
Broadcasting across central Iowa and heard on smartphones everywhere. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And back in Council Bluffs, and now a handoff as we start the fourth quarter. The Maroons got it. Running with the football is Tegan Johnson. He's going to carry it all the way in for 70 yards out. Touchdown, Maroons. On the second play of the fourth quarter here, Dave Bartulian.
Well, I was just going to give credit to Tom Nolan for an outstanding block on the first play, and then the second play, holy cow, nice job by Dowling Catholic all the way for a touchdown mark.
70 yards on the second play of the fourth quarter. Bruins took over with on the quarter break and ran a play and got a first down. And then the second play, so Dowling goes two plays, 80 yards, capped off by Tegan Johnson, the 5'9", 180-pound sophomore, for the score. Now the extra point now being added on by the Maroons as the extra point is up by Jake Calvert, and it was blocked, no good.
In on the offensive line, or were you going to go to a break, Mark?
We can go to break.
Okay, I'll let you go to break. I want to get credit to those linemen who blocked on that play.
All right, we'll be back after this break here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling 62 and Council Plus Lincoln 6 here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Northwest Bank, for your support of Dowling Catholic football broadcast. Northwest Bank is your community bank, offering accounts and services tailored to your needs with the flexibility to grow with you. Northwest Bank is committed to the communities they live in, and they are proud to support local athletes and celebrate their achievements in sports and the classroom. Northwest Bank would like to wish all the athletes good luck this season. Northwest Bank, online at bank-northwest.com. Northwest Bank, member FDIC.
Thank you to Tamiya & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic football. Tamiya & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamiya & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamiya's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamiya & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines, and around the corner from Graziano Brothers, 515-282-7976, tamiyaandsons.net.
This is the only place to hear every play of every Dowling Catholic High School football game. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And we're back here at Council Bluffs at the Wickersham Sports Complex. Beautiful facility. $17 million facility, been upgraded since the last time we were here, and now the kickoff by the Maroons as Jake Calvert, freshman they brought up, boots it, and it's fielded by Council Bluffs Link of the 20, and the receiver loses the ball, but he regains it right at the 25-yard line. That's where the Lynx will take over first and 10. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. Dave, I know you got those offensive linemen. You want to give credit for Tegan Johnson.
Yeah,
70-yard touchdown. Let's go down to John Chido first.
Yeah? Well, I'll leave the props for Dave, for the offensive lineman, but Tegan Johnson on a stretch run over the left side and was able just to take it and go. I mean, there was nobody there, and he just outrun the secondary and get the end zone. It was a nice run by the sophomore running back.
And, Dave, you got to look at some of those linemen.
Well, we got to have Riley Fitzpatrick in on that play along with Nate Ray, number 60, Matt English, 74, Sean Patchew,
and number 66, who got a nice block on the previous play, Tom Nolan.
All right, first down, Council Bluffs Lincoln. They start from their own 25-yard line. They give this to Stottlemyre, and he's hit and driven down right at the line of scrimmage. 10.5 minutes remaining, fourth quarter here in Council Bluffs. Dowling 62, Council Bluffs Lincoln 6 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Game started at 5:30, so if you're tuning in for the first half, you're actually getting the fourth quarter. Running clock, Dowling on the mercy rule. Rins led 56-6 at halftime. Now a little toss play from the 25-yard line. Ball carrier with it. He's run out of bounds. The Dowling defense strung that out, Dave Marcoulet, and by the time he turned the corner outside the numbers, Lanny Herzog couldn't find anywhere to go, maybe a yard.
And the tackle took place down below us, and we couldn't see. John, I don't know if you could see who made that, but it was a heck of a tackle.
Oh, yes, I did. That was Daniel Curtelli on that tackle. He came up and put a nice hit on the Council Bluffs running back. Great tackle by him.
It was right in front of the Dowling bench, and we could not see, but I heard the kids' excitement.
Yeah, they certainly did, and it's second down and 8 for the Lynx. Now the quarterback loses the football. Lorenzen, did he get back on it? Yeah, apparently he did. As Lorenzen, for the second time, the ball getting a little damp as we've got more drizzle setting in here in Council Bluffs. We've avoided the heavy rains that Des Moines had.
Well, he's riding the fullback into the pocket and into the A-gap, and he's trying to pull the ball, Mark, and the fullback must be clamping down on it, thus the ball ends up on the ground.
Loss of 3, and it'll bring up fourth down.
Fourth down already.
Yeah, that was a third down play. The scoreboard says 2nd and 8, and now here's the punt, nearly blocked, as Scheinhorst gets it away. It's a short kick, bounce at the Council Bluffs Lincoln 40, and takes a Lincoln bounce to the 45-yard line. So the Dowling offense will have great field position, 1st and 10, from the Lynx 45 with 8.5 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter, Dowling leading 62-6.
And that was Chido and Rodriguez in there, and I believe one of them did get a hand on it, Mark.
Well, they got it partially blocked, but Shinos did a great job of getting it away. Now the Dowling offense on the field. Quarterback is Zach Prey. He wears number 14, pistol formation for the Maroons from the Lynx 45-yard line. Here's a snap. Prey, the handoff, left side. Now turn the corner and ran out of bounds. Is a Dowling ball carry. Now we've got to see which one gets off the bottom of the pile. And that's Chase Hauschild. Hauschild with the carry. And we're going to spot him out right about the 40-yard line.
Riley Fitzpatrick, a junior, showing nice fundamental form on his block, getting his hips around and allowing the ball carrier to pick up a good 5-6 yards.
2nd and 5 for the Maroons from the Council Bluffs Lincoln 40, and the give is to the tailback, as Tegan Johnson. He gets outside the numbers, still on his feet, inside the 25, still on his feet, 10-5, touchdown. Tegan Johnson from 40 yards out. Hauschild got 5 on first down. Hauschild got the rest of the 40, and he gets inside the Bozeman red zone for the score.
Mark, that hole was designed to be inside the defensive end. Tegan didn't see anything there, so he popped it outside and went all the way for a touchdown. And Mark, he's just a sophomore.
Yes, he is, as Chase Hauschild, 5'7", 160, and a sophomore, goes in for the score. Now the extra point by the Maroons. Jake Calvert, another left-handed kicker in. Freshman attempts the extra point. It's good. So Dowling increases this lead to 69-7. 69-6, rather, over Council Bluffs Lincoln with 7 minutes 28 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Back with the kickoff in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Bozen the Florist, for your support of Dowling Catholic Football's Red Zone. Bozen has been a proud supporter of Dowling Catholic before they moved in 1972 to West Des Moines. Bozen has a long history of providing professional floral design and personalized service to our customers. Fresh flowers 24/7 with same-day delivery anywhere in the world. Red roses can create a Bozen Red Zone. At Bozen, we're your florist. We deliver happiness anywhere. Today!
Bozen.com, 515-244-ROSE. Thank you, Lichtig Family Dentistry, for your support of Dowling Catholic Football Broadcast. Dr. Dave Lichtig brings 31 years of clinical experience and provides all phases of oral care for the entire family, young to old. His new offices feature state-of-the-art equipment with a small-town feel. Dr. Dave and his friendly, experienced staff care for you like your family. Located down the hill from Wellman's Pub and the Funny Bone in the village of Ponderosa, 580 Market Street, Suite 102, West Des Moines, 515-493-0500. Online at drdavedds.com.
Spread the word. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Council Bluffs. As we have 7 minutes, 10 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Dowling leading 69-6 over Council Bluffs Lincoln. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulier, and Quentin Wellmaker did a nice job on special teams as a kickoff for the Lynx. The ball carrier got across the 10, and he was hit by Wellmaker, Dave, at the 15-yard line.
You know, these younger kids are showing an awful lot of speed, Mark. Wellmaker is a junior. And a lot of speed on the field.
They're getting a lot of time here tonight as the first down Lynx. And now we've got a stoppage to play, and we'll keep it here. Timeout on the field. 6:38 remaining here in the fourth quarter. And Dowling with the lead 69-6. Yes, it's in the fourth quarter. Folks tuning in, they might think they're in the first half, but this game started early due to the expected bad weather. Now we're starting to see the rain settle in here in Council Bluffs. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That's where John Scheido has been all night, Johnny.
You know, it's great to see these kids get reps that they're getting. I mean, they work hard all week long in practice, and be able to come out here on a Friday night under the lights in a varsity setting and see a lot of sophomores and juniors getting great reps is just great to see. And hats off to the Dowling coaching staff for coaching these kids up, because they're doing a great job.
And, you know, John, to piggyback on that and to show the support that the starters show for these kids, they know how hard they work in practice, and they appreciate what the success that they're having just as much as their parents do sitting here in the stands.
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's great to see the starters really pep these guys up and get involved. And that's what Dowling football is all about. It's nice to see.
All right, quarterback Sean Lorenzen for Council Bluffs Lincoln takes the snap, and he goes from his own 15-yard line, runs the option, and he keeps the football. And Davey gets up near the 18-yard line to pick up a 3 to bring up second down.
Well, about five Maroons in on the tackle, but let's just say at the bottom of the pile was Wyatt Grubb, so he was probably there first.
Had some help from his friends. Out of the eye formation, Lorenzen, hand off to the tailback. He works the left side, stack up the line of scrimmage. He's going to be gang tackled as he fights his way up near the 20-yard line for a gain of 2, and will bring up a third down for the Lynx. Nice job that time as the tailback was Lanny Herzog, and he tried to run left, and he ran into some white-shirt Dowling defenders.
And I believe that was Scheidel again, who was the first one in there making a nice tackle on the outside.
Game clock continues to run. 5 minutes, 40 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Dowling 69, Council Bluffs Lincoln 6 here in Iowa Catholic Radio. Out of the eye formation, handoff goes to Herzog, and he runs it to the right side this time, follows his fullback to the line, that being Stottlemyre. Herzog stacked up right about the 22, maybe the 23-yard line or so, and it'll bring up fourth down. The punting unit coming in. Great job by the Dowling defense, and a short gain there.
8 Maroons in on the tackle there, Mark.
Swarming to the football, Dave Marcoulier.
Beautiful fundamental defense.
Love to see that. Cole Scheinost in to punt, number 44. He'll stand back at his own 10 for Council Bluffs Lincoln. Gets the punt away. It's a high end-over-end short kick, and Dowling now telling, hey, clear the field, and it's down right at the 40-yard line, so about an 18-yard punt with no return. The Dowling offense will take the field, Dave, in great field position from the Council Bluffs Lincoln 39-yard line with 4.5 minutes remaining.
And, you know, Mark, we really have lucked out with the rain. We have not really seen any. We saw a lot of rain on the way here, but we haven't seen any rain during the game tonight. From what we understand, there's a downpour in Des Moines. So
yeah.
Good decision by the coaching staff and the ADs to move that game up.
Yeah, that'll be the waiting us out of the pistol formation. And the Maroons with the handoff and running with the football is their tailback, and that's Chase Hauschild.
And it looks like we're going to see the two sophomores finish the game at tailback. It looks like they're alternating each play, Mark.
Tegan Johnson and Chase Hauschild rotate. This time it'll be Hauschild sitting out the ball. The rain is starting to come down here.
Oh, I spoke too soon.
37-yard line, second and eight. And Dowling working out of the pistol offense is quarterback Zach Waters, and he gives the handoff to Tegan Johnson for a short gain.
Yeah, I spoke too soon. As soon as I said we haven't seen rain, it starts raining pretty hard here.
Well, luckily, it's on a field turf. It's third down now for Dowling, third and three, as a loss of three on the play, and you're really going to start hearing it from the folks up here because you just put the
I don't think they heard it.
All right, out of the shotgun, Waters with the snap and the give, and first down carry for getting up near the first down is Quentin Wellmaker, who's in there. And I'll move the ball down inside the 35, down to the 32-yard line on the carry. Gain of eight. I'll bring up fourth down. The Marines are going for it, fourth and three.
And it is coming down now, so you can probably hear the crowd reacting.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
But we don't have the lightning or thunder yet. Pistol formation. Waters going for it. Dowling with the football on fourth down. And the give is to the tailback, and he's hit and drop right at the 31-yard line. So the Lynx will take over as the rain unloads upon us here with 2.5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter, Dave.
Wow. John, you okay down there, buddy?
Oh, thank goodness for this umbrella. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be just drenched.
Oh, wow.
With all the gear I have on.
Now, John, here's the deal. Why are there other people sharing that umbrella with you? I look down there, and I see to your right Mitch Goff.
Oh, Mitch just left here, but, you know, we need to keep these balls dry, so it's very important to keep that on the umbrella.
You know, this is going to be the first game where no one wants to be interviewed after
yeah.
the game.
You may have to bring him up and escort him to the press box here, John.
You know, I'm all right with that.
All right. The place is going bananas because we're getting a downpour here as we've got the final 2 minutes of the contest. Thank goodness for field turf. A timeout on the field. We'll take a one-minute break and return. Dowling, 69. And Council Bluffs Lincoln 6 with a minute 56 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Steve DeVinny is proud to serve the Des Moines community at DeVinny Wealth Solutions of Raymond James. Steve has spent more than his 23-year financial services career helping his clients realize their financial goals through individual planning, professional advice, and dedicated personal service. Steve DeVinny, 515-221-2385 or at RaymondJames.com/DeVinny Wealth Solutions. Raymond James and Associates member, New York Stock Exchange, SIPC.
All right, back here in Council Bluffs. The rain continues to come down. The final 2 minutes of the ball game. Council Bluffs Lincoln with the football and a second down carry for the ball carrier from the 29-yard line out to the 30. So it'll bring up third down and long for Council Bluffs Lincoln. Dave, we're in the final minute. Dowling leading 69-7. And for 3 3/4 quarters, we've avoided the rain until now.
Yeah, we really have, but it's coming now. And Xavier Ochile on the tackle that time. And Mark, there are only 11 kids that are happy that it's raining. Those are the 11 on the field right now.
Well, there's a
they're having a ball.
There's a bunch of them, John Chidle, to your right, that are making a lot of noise in the Dowling sideline.
Well, the support is great from the Dowling sideline. It's electric listening to these guys pump up the guys are on the field. It's nice to see.
All right, final play of the game, apparently. The quarterback will keep it for Council Bluffs Lincoln. He turns the corner. He's hit and drop for
Chidle.
No gain. And that's Xavier Chidle again on the stop of quarterback Sean Lorenzen of Council Bluffs Lincoln, Dave.
Good for him. Yeah, I tell you what, he made his name well-known this fourth quarter.
Final score, Dowling 69, Council Bluffs Lincoln 6. Both teams on the field to shake hands as the rain, lets up a little bit after the initial downpour, but we avoided the severe weather day. We got this game in, and now we'll make our way back home. But first, we got the post-game show and a few interviews, and that umbrella with John Scheidel, that Titleist umbrella that he brought with him. Don't forget, your brother wants it back, Johnny.
I don't know if he's getting this stuff back. You know what? I'll give him a sponsorship for this, for the gear. It's sponsored by Blank Off Course and Jeff Scheidel, but I think I'm going to keep the gear.
Who's that other guy in the umbrella with you? Who's borrowing the umbrella?
Coach Cataldo.
I can't believe he's down there now. Why wasn't he there the whole game?
Well, he's a trooper. You know, he's down on the sideline. He's still coaching him up all the way until the last minute. Hats off to Jimmy.
Well, the first half, he was up here. All right. Final score, 69-6. Dowling on with the win, Dave. They go to 3-0 in district play, 7-0 overall, and Dowling now has won 17 in a row since last year's loss to Valley. They have run 17 unanswered wins, and you look at high school football and what it is, and Dowling has really set the bar high, and everybody else is kind of chasing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just amazing what these kids have been able to do, and hats off to the coaching staff all the way from the freshman on through the varsity coaches, because they just do an outstanding job teaching the Dowling system. And by the time they get up to this varsity level, they know what to do. And these coaches just take them from there, and unbelievable job.
All right, the Maroons go to 7-0 in the season. Council Bluffs Lincoln falls to 1-6. They're 0-3 in district play. Dowling going to 3-0 in district play. The Maroons will host Inkley Centennial and Ames the next 2 weeks at Valley Stadium. We're going to take a break. We'll move to our post-game activities from Wickersham Athletic Complex here in Council Bluffs. The final, once again, Dowling 69, Council Bluffs Lincoln 6, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at desmoines-dentalassociates.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, welcome back to Wickersham Sports Complex here in Council Bluffs. Final score tonight, Dowling 69, Council Bluffs Lincoln 6. Let's go through the statistics before we go down the field. And, boy, we got one guy with an umbrella and 15 surrounding him, Dave Marculli. That's going to be interesting for John here in a moment.
Yeah, I thought all the players would run off the field and want to get out of here, but they all can't fit under that umbrella, because I know a couple of them are 300 pounds.
Somebody's holding that umbrella right now, I'm sure, for John. Dowling with 503 yards total offense, John, 138 for Council Bluffs Lincoln. The Maroons, 356 on the ground. And how about this? Leading ball carrier, Tegan Johnson, the sophomore, 5 carries for 113 yards. Lead Dowling with 2 touchdowns. And Jason Murray, 5 carries for 108 yards. Now, John Scheidel on the field in the rain with an umbrella. Go ahead.
I'll start off with Adam Topping and offensive lineman for Dowling Catholic. And Adam, talk about the fast start you guys got off to, the line play tonight. There was holes that Jason was able to run behind, and you had a lot of nice catches by the wide receivers who were able to make a lot of yards after catching. You guys were blocking outfield. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it also starts with a fast start. With about a week of preparation, every week we just have the same mindset. And everyone around us is just great for supporting us and just being there for us and making us better players.
The conditions held off for a little bit, and it's kind of a little bit of downpour. You guys were still able to fight through it. The turf field had a lot to do with that. Talk about the conditions and the road trip and how you guys prepared for that.
Yeah, just with coming down here, it's always just a long trip, just taking that road trip. But we just have to have the same mindset every time. And the rain, it's really nothing different. We just put a line up and everything else will play out.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations on a nice victory tonight.
Thank you.
John Shadow with Adam Topping there, Dave Mark Cooley, one of those young men on that. Playing right guard, and he and Adam Kroll were battling that position, and Adam and I'm sure both Adams, Kroll and Topping, got a lot of reps tonight.
Yeah, I think Coach Wilson helped Coach Shido out down there by chasing some of those linemen away that weren't being interviewed.
All right, let's go back down the field. It is a little bit of a rain and drizzle coming down. Here's Council Bluffs, Dowling 69, Council Bluffs, Lincoln 6. The final, let's go back down the field with John Shido. And does he have another Chido with him? Let's see. Go ahead, Johnny.
I do. I have Xavier Chido here. He plays defensive back for Dowling. And, Xavier, you're all over the field tonight. Had a lot of nice tackles. Almost a couple block punts. Tell us a little bit about your performance and your team tonight.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to embrace a new position. You know, I got moved from corner to outside linebacker. And, you know, I've been studying as much as I can. And then this point me wherever, and I'm just going 100% wherever I can go. And making tackles, remember my assignment, and that goes for everybody. We just remember our assignments, and everything will play out fine.
You know, it was really neat to see the guys on the sideline giving you guys a lot of props and really getting involved in the game as well, and that's what Dowling football is all about. It was nice to see a lot of new faces on the team, and everybody performed well tonight. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, man, it's great. I mean, when the ones are cheering, the twos and threes on, it gives your heart a little bit of happiness, and it's just it's such a nice feeling when you're out there making good plays and people and your buddies are cheering you on.
Well, Xavier, nice job tonight. Anybody you want to say hello to back home?
I want to say hello to my mom, Lisa Chido. She is at home right now, but I just want to give her a huge shout-out, and I love you. I'll see you at home.
Thank you, Xavier. Good luck for the rest of the season. Thank you.
All right, John Chido with Xavier Chido. A little bit of family resemblance there. And, yes, get well wishes to Lisa as she recovers from her illness, and best of luck as we make the safe trip back to Des Moines. Mark Amadeo, Dave Marcoulier. Final score, Dowling 69 and Council Bluffs Lincoln 6. Let's go back down the field, and that is where head coach Tom Wilson is. And, boy, he's going to even hold the umbrella for you, John Scheidel. I'll take it away with the Dowling head coach.
Well, Coach, you got off to a great start. Was able to go up early and got a lot of new faces tonight and a lot of good reps. And, you know, what's really amazing to see is the first team guys and second team guys cheering the guys on and really getting involved in the game. And that was just really neat to see.
It sure is. You know, I saw you talking to Xavier and the Topping, and those are two great examples. You know, Topping has been playing quite a bit lately since Curtin's been hurt, but, you know, those guys are seniors that, you know, weren't starting early in the year, but they believe in the program, and they believe in playing with their friends, and they just kept working hard. They're tremendous, tremendous kids, and what great examples for our program. It's fun to see them have success. You know, another one was Nicky Leon. He comes out there and starts making some plays, and nobody gets more excited than he does. And that's really what coaching is all about, is to watch kids make progress and watch them grow. And those guys are great examples of that.
Yeah, it was really neat to see. And Tekin Johnson, a sophomore running back, and he had two touchdowns, nice long runs, and it was able to be set up by a great blocking from the offensive line.
It is. Tekin's going to be quite a player, and it's fun to see that. But, you know, we had Jackman came in there and did some nice things. Q comes in and does some nice things. Hoshiel, and as you mentioned, Tegan. So it's certainly good to see that. I thought John Schmidt showed a nice burst early on and getting to the end zone. So obviously a lot of positives.
You know, Marcus Miller, again, was able to get in the end zone and set up a nice block by Anthony Coppola. Amazing to see how the receivers block downfield and put in the extra work.
They do, and Anthony is it does a great job with that. Obviously, gets to catch a couple balls. And goalie is a great blocker. Really, all those kids do a nice job. And Marcus was upset with me when I started telling him he needed to fair catch it. And so I just told him it's too dangerous a player. We need to run some offense.
Well, we were all the way into the fourth game of district play. It's amazing to see how fast the season has gone on. And the next chapter starts again next week with Ankeny Centennial. And as you look to improve on with the last two games of the season.
Well, that's a game we're really looking forward to. Obviously, we played them twice a year ago. And I got great respect for Coach Bazzetti and what he's done throughout his career. And I think our kids are looking forward to that. I know the coaches are. So we'll get back home and get dried out and start things back in the morning and get some film in and start preparing for Centennial.
Well, Coach, congratulations and good luck next week against Ankeny Centennial.
All right, thank you.
All right, Head Coach Tom Wilson visiting with John Chidle on the sidelines following Dowling's win tonight, 69-6. Bruins now 7-0 in the season, ranked number one in the state, a 17-game winning streak, and more importantly, Dave, throughout all that, 3-0 in district play, and they're setting themselves up the final two games, Ankeny Centennial and Ames. They got to go through them, but those two teams are playing tonight. One of those two teams will come away with a loss. One will come away with a win, obviously, but the Bruins are in the driver's seat right now, 3-0 in district play.
Yeah, and I know we all talk about every week being a big week, and they are each and every week, but next week against Ankeny Centennial is going to be that's a real big one, because Ankeny Centennial entered the season in the top 10, and they had a few injuries, and some of those kids are starting to come back now, and they're healthy, and they're playing much better than they were, so this could be an outstanding game, Mark.
Again, the final, Dowling 69, Council Bluffs Lincoln 6, Maroons with 503 yards total offense, Council Bluffs Lincoln with 138, Dowling had 356 yards on the ground, 147 in the air. We'll come back after this timeout for final thoughts from Wickersham Sports Complex here in Council Bluffs. Again, the final, Dowling 69, and the Council Bluffs Lincoln Lynx 6, back with more here on the postgame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, just can't afford it. Get 65% of your donation as an Iowa income tax credit, and then deduct the whole amount when you itemize on your federal return. Adds up to huge savings. Some give stock, others grain, some on a credit card. Hey, we even accept checks. Pledge or donate online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Dowling Catholic Sports is brought to you in part by St. Gregory Retreat Centers. Substance abuse can be a powerful addiction that often goes untreated. St. Gregory Retreat Centers is capable of treating even the worst cases of substance abuse. Their recovery program teaches traditional Catholic virtues and provides access to daily mass and reconciliation. If you or anyone you know is dealing with substance abuse, give St. Gregory a call at 888-778-5833 or visit them online at stgregoryctr.com.
Broadcasting across central Iowa and heard on smartphones everywhere. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to the Wickersham Sports Complex here in Council Bluffs. Final score tonight, Dowling 69 and Council Bluffs Lincoln 6. Alongside Dave Marcouli and Mark Amadil, I want to thank John Chidle. Great job in the sidelines. And, folks, there might be some pictures out there on Twitter or Facebook of John's interviews, and he had about five other microphones, or rather fake microphones, kind of getting in the picture, Dave, but one of those guys was holding the umbrella, so that isn't all bad.
Yeah, no, those kids have a lot of fun down there, and hopefully they're respectful to John down on the field.
That's right.
I'm sure they are.
Well, Coach Wilson was right there watching all that.
Yeah.
He stood out there in the rain without the umbrella, and he held the umbrella for John. So.
Yeah.
But, hey, come over to Council Bluffs. Final road game for the Maroons. They'll be home the final two regular season games next week. It's Ankeny Centennial, which will be a great matchup, and Ames the following week, both at home, Dave. Senior night, 2 weeks from tonight, so that's always, you know, very, very nice when you get to recognize seniors and their parents and all the senior support staff, including the cheerleaders and folks like that. So we look forward to that the next 2 weeks being at home, and hopefully a little bit drier than it is back in Des Moines right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We lucked out, though, here tonight with this rain. It didn't start raining really until about 3 minutes left in the game, and then it made up for the first three quarters when it wasn't raining. But next week will be a fun game. I'm sure the kids are going to step it up in practice this week, and I guarantee you they're going to come out ready for Ankeny Centennial next Friday night.
And why wouldn't you? You know, Centennial, Dowling played them twice last year, as Coach Wilson mentioned, once in week eight and once in the semifinals. And Centennial ended up knocking off Valley in the quarterfinals, and Dowling played them in the semifinals in the Dome and defeated them before they went on to the state title. But it should be a great matchup next week, and hopefully we can all get home safe with very little fog or any heavy rains like we encountered coming here, because folks tuning in right now, it's almost 8 o'clock, and we kicked off at 5:30 tonight because of the expected severe weather that's supposed to hit the Omaha area. It hasn't come yet. We've had some heavy rains, but we haven't seen the lightning or thunder. That is on its way, as we understand.
All right, Mark, you're driving.
Yes.
So if you keep both hands on the wheel.
Is that important?
And the eyes on the road, we should be okay, unlike you did on the way here.
I don't know what you're talking about. I got you here, didn't I? Barely?
Barely. Okay. That's why sitting back, I just closed
your
eyes. And poor John sitting up front, he was just shaking like a leaf when he got out there.
He thought that one semi was going to land in his lap, but it didn't. I made sure the guy...
That's because we went under it like a vacation.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. I appreciate that. But looking forward to that. And again, Dowling tonight, 503 yards of total offense. Council Plus Lincoln held to 138, so pretty impressive. And, hey, a lot of kids got in. Dave, we were scrambling to get numbers in, and the doggone coaches up here were turning the lights on and off. We didn't know who Keegan Johnson had the ball or Auschild had the ball, because these guys are messing with the lights, so we got it all taken care
of. You know, not only is the 503 yards impressive, but our two leading rushers tonight, both only five carries each for 113, Keegan Johnson and Jason Murray, 108. And again, they only touched the ball five times.
Yeah, well, the Maroons in their first four touchdowns ran a total of 13 plays. So that's pretty efficient. And Dowling led at halftime, 56-6. The final, 69-6. Maroons defeating Council Bluffs Lincoln. Dave, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
And looking forward to ride home. And that'll wrap up our coverage here of Dowling Catholic football as the Maroons win it. They go to 7-0, ranked number one in Class 4A, and they'll host Ankeny Centennial next Friday. As we understand right now from Council Bluffs, Ankeny Centennial and Ames have been postponed, and they're going to try and kick it off tonight. Otherwise, it will be either moved to tomorrow or maybe Monday. So folks in Des Moines might have updates on that, but that will be Dowling's next two opponents is Centennial and Ames. I want to thank Athletic Director and Head Football Coach Tom Wilson, the folks in the Dowling Athletic Office, including Mary Pick and Michael Connor. Our studio producer tonight, we want to thank David Beltram and all the staff there, Jeff Piggott and Brady Grimm, along with Jeff Eichscheid. Keep an eye on things. Our executive director of Iowa Catholic Radio is Tony Calumet. We want to thank the business underwriters and supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio for supporting tonight's broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Also, I'd like to thank our halftime guest, volleyball coach Mary Beth Wiskus. Her and her volleyball team are heading to Cedar Rapids right now for a big match this weekend, in Cedar Rapids in her ninth year. And we'd also like to thank the staff of Council Bluffs Lincoln High School, including athletic director Jeff Novotny and Mary Stockville, along with head football coach John Wolf and his staff. Join us next week for our next Dowling Catholic broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio next Friday, October 13, 2017. Believe it or not, it'll be week eight, and it'll be a District 2 matchup. Ankeny Centennial taking on number one Dowling. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. We'll be back at Valley Stadium right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Next up for Council Bluffs Lincoln, they travel to Sioux City West next Friday night for a 7:30 kickoff against Sioux City West Wolverines. Once again, the final score of tonight's Class 4A High School District game, Dowling 69 and Council Bluffs Lincoln 6. For Dave Marculli and John Chidle, this is Mark Amadale thanking you to listening Dowling Catholic High School football here on Iowa Catholic Radio, heard on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Until next week, wishing everyone a safe and blessed weekend.
Our coverage of Dowling Catholic High School football is underwritten by
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Kemen Industries,
Mercy Medical,
Two Rivers Glass,
Catholic Tuition Organization,
R&R Realty,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Northwest Bank,
Tumia and Sons,
Lichtig Family Dentistry,
Bose and the Florist,
Skeffington's,
Steve Giovanni at Raymond James.
Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Join us next time, only on Iowa Catholic Radio.